Parents, Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the virtual school for the North State community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org. That's rsarts.org. Or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
Dana Show.
We say thank you to every police officer and law enforcement agent who's out tonight protecting us, black, white, Latino, of every race, every color, every creed, every sexual orientation. When they come to save your life, they don't ask if you are black or white. They just come to save you.
So Rudy was good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Rudy was fantastic. Marcus Luttrell made something really weird happen to my eyeballs. Like, they leaked. They were getting watery in that, and it was awkward. I'm like, what is happening to my eyes? This is so crazy. But that was good. I thought Rudy was good last night. He had some really good energy. I thought Pat Smith, I thought she was fantastic last night. I mean, it was. They had some really good speakers last night, which is why I was so kind of bowled over. Don't call into any other news show during your own convention. Can I say this? Don't do it. Do not call into any other news show during your own convention, and especially while Pat Smith's mom is up there. Mark Geist and John Tegan, they were fantastic. Mark Geist, have you ever known? Like, I have BRF. You guys know what BRF is? So I have BRF. Mark Geist has something similar to that. Basically, Mark Geist looks like an unopened can of whoop-ass. That's what Mark Geist looks like. He looks like a can of it that's just waiting to be opened. But it has been opened, but you can close it again. That's what he looks like. They were fantastic. There were some really good speakers last night. I just don't even quite know. That's the thing. Don't call into another news show and compete with your own convention. Please do not do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do it. There were some things that happened yesterday. I was forced to go to the 2012 convention. First off, just a couple of things. A, I don't like crowds. I don't like that. I don't even like amusement parks, for crying out loud. I don't like any place where I have to stand around other, and there's not even rides there. There's not even a ride at the convention. I mean, at least if they had like a roller coaster, which I guess it sort of is one there, then I would be all right. You know what I'm saying? But they don't even have that, for crying out loud. So I don't know, man. I don't. Kane, did you watch? Let me ask you. Did you watch?
Clips of it, and like you said, the Marcus Luttrell speech was pretty phenomenal because he abandoned the teleprompter.
Well, he is, and his wife, by the way, is on a mission trip right now. Like, how amazing are they
and
as a couple?
She's awesome.
They are the, I mean, I've never met more selfless people in my entire life.
No, I agree.
Maybe Jesus, I mean, well, obviously Jesus.
Right.
Jesus is never completely him, selfless. I've never met Jesus.
No.
They're really selfless, though. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I have heard people say that the Luttrells helped them with something or they were there for their family. I mean, they are literally the nicest, most giving people I have ever met in my entire life. And I don't know anybody else I can say that about. Maybe my mom, she gave birth to me. But that, you know, but other than that, that's it. So we recorded some of Marcus's speech and we sent it to Melanie because she was, you know, she wasn't even able to. And it was so heartfelt. It was my favorite moment of the night. It was so heartfelt. Listen to a little bit of this. I mean, this is just fantastic. He just spoke from the heart, guys. Listen to this. This is a highlight for me.
But even when the system doesn't take care of our boys, the citizens step up, start foundations and programs to help the wounded and the families of the fallen. So from the bottom of my heart, and literally, please know that I end every day on my knees thanking God for y'all and what you do and how you covet my generation of veterans coming home. I got a chance to... For those of you who know me, you know I only talk about stuff that I've experienced, and usually on the worst side of it and the best side of it. Well, I had a chance to actually spend time with Mr. Trump, and I know he understands what it's going to take and to fix this. And the only way we're going to keep America safe is to have an elite military, all right? Made up of the warriors and prepared by the toughest training that we have to offer, supported by the best equipment and backed up by the nation, well, that puts those people in harm's way. Every one of us has to step up in some way. We need our leaders to lead by example. Let each and excuse me.
He's so passionate.
They need to lead by example and show the American public that each and every life underneath the flag should be family and treated accordingly. I'm sorry. I'm so used to speaking from the heart. When I have to read this, it goes wrong. So I'm just going to go. You ready?
Yeah.
Not only do the leaders have to step up and support us, but the family, those of us in here, we're all family. We step up and we back them up, too. Not only that, we hold them accountable for every position and office that they hold. Either way.
I love it. I love it.
Look, either way, the only way we survive this is together, not apart. In order for any life to matter, we all have to matter. You understand?
That was great. That was fantastic. Wasn't that great? I mean, he just was like, screw it. I'm going off prompter. And he spoke from the heart. That was so good. Okay, so we got to talk about the big, just fat elephant in the room. Can we do that? Wait a minute. So we've been completing construction on a safe space where we can exchange ideas and we can talk about some things that need to be talked about. And it's a very expensive project to create a safe space area. And I mean, we had to put up cones and tape and all that stuff. Let's crack the ice, shall we? With, I swear to heaven, Melania Trump rickrolled us last night. I promise you that happened. And we were sitting there listening to the speech and we were like, this is a good speech. I mean, she's, you know, it's good and she's making great eye contact. And she didn't just look at the prompters, like she looked and made eye contact away from the prompter. You know, you have this set up on the right and left. I played this 11,000 times today. Can you play this for me, please? I played this 11,000. The Melania Trump rickroll that I put in Slack a damn hour ago. Let's play that one. Thank you. Oh my gosh, that was, I can't have enough of it. I can't have enough of it. Well, we heard and we're like, wait a minute. I mean, that's what we're, That's what Rick Astley said. By the way, he looked like he was 12 in that video. I look at that video now, and he looked like an old man to me when I was a kid. And I look at him now, and he looks like he's not even out of high school. How bizarre is that? Is that messed up or what? So I didn't notice when I listened to the speech at the time. I didn't notice it. And I don't know who's responsible, because I've been hearing a million different things a million different times. I've been hearing things a million different ways. Like, oh, well, somebody wrote it, or she wrote some of it, or I think that they had a speechwriter. I don't know. To me, I'm wondering, like, do we know who the speechwriter is? Seriously, that's a legitimate question, and I ask this because if you were trying to screw with someone, isn't that something that you would do? Like, you would lift? And it's not just that they're common. I don't think those are necessarily common phrases that she said. It's not the phrasing that we're talking about. Can you play the audio for me? It's not the phrasing that we're talking about. I think it's the way that it was structured in the speech. We have the side-by-side comparison. Listen. Oh, apparently we don't. So
it's cut 24.
Is it cut 24? Okay, 24. Cut 24? Play this, please.
The values that you work hard for what you want in life.
That your word is your bond.
You
that you do what you say you're going to do.
Keep your promise.
That you treat people.
That you treat people
with dignity and respect, and because
we want
our children and all children in this nation. To know that the only limit to the height of your achievements is the reach of your dreams and your willingness to work hard for them.
Okay, that's bad. Let's just put that out there. Don't sugarcoat it. Don't do that. So I don't think that she wrote it, and I don't think that she sat down and was like, I'm going to steal directly from Michelle Obama's speech or... Don't forget, Barack Obama plagiarized from Deval Patrick. And I have that audio for you that we're gonna play lovingly later. But do we know who the speechwriter is? I can't imagine, and it's not just that. I don't think that what she said are common phrases. It's the structure. So I heard Marsha Blackburn and other people get out there and they say, oh, well, it was a common phrase. Stop it. It was the structure. It's the same damn speech in that paragraph. But who is the speechwriter? I want to know who the individual was that wrote the speech. Unless you have Michelle Obama's speeches memorized, even if you're the campaign manager and you're the last person to sign off on this, you're not going to know what that is. You're not going to know. So who is the speechwriter? Because I feel like they were doing her dirty. Let's kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Queen the Band is mad that Donald Trump used We Are the Champions last night. Queen the Band, Brian May, is mad. They issued a tweet, said, we want you to stop playing our music. Okay, well, why don't you stop licensing your music then, butthurt? Because people pay the licensing fee, and you know what? They get, can we play some Queen? Because I'm going to say a whole bunch of stuff over it that they hate. Well, we'll play Queen as our outro. Because, see, here's the problem with licensing your music, whether you're going through BMI or ASCAP or whomever, is that people pay for licensing, and they can use your music however they want to. And that's what you get for licensing out your music. Oh, my goodness. You know what? They have such strict gun control in Britain. Well, yeah, let's just talk over this one. Eagles and Liberty and guns. Love guns. We love guns. We love guns. Yay! Guns are great. Eagles, apple pie, Jesus. Yes, I love Jesus and guns. Woo! How do you like that? Guess what? We pay licensing fees, so bite me. Jesus is awesome. Guns are great. I have tons of guns. I'm going to go shoot some of my guns this weekend. Pew, 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 pew. Bite me. So... speaking of guns and gun control, the Telegraph reports, this is horrific, that in England, three people were killed at a shooting that took place at a swimming pool. The perpetrator is dead. Three people were killed at a shooting in a swimming pool in Lincolnshire. It took place shortly before 9 a.m. There were three shots that rang out in the parking lot, or the car park, as they call it. But I'm not quite sure how that happened, because they have gun control there. Yeah. We also have two drunk drivers try to blame Pokemon Go for the reason why they were drunk driving and crashed their cars. In Madison, Wisconsin, Dan County Sheriff's deputies say two people who crashed their cars this past weekend while playing Pokemon Go tried to play it on Pokemon Go, but what they actually realized were that the two individuals were drunk as skunks, neither had insurance, and they were not even driving on the right side of the road. So, shocker, they hit each other. And then they tried to say they were playing Pokemon Go, which is that even a good excuse? Oh, I had ran headfirst into this other car because I was playing Pokemon Go. Why were you playing Pokemon Go while you were driving? Well, it's better than saying I was drunk. It's better than saying I was drunk and totally not even paying attention to the road. So what do you think is worse? Well, I mean, there's probably going to be another fine going on if you were drunk driving, right? I don't know. But that seems like a horrible thing to do. You know, folks, if you want all day energy, someone asked me if I overdosed on Super Beats yesterday. Maybe I did. Wouldn't you like to know? Maybe I did. If you want all day energy and you don't want to load yourself up with a bunch of crap, you need to check out Super Beats. If you want to go and drink Red Bull or Monster, by all means, here, let me save you some money. Just get some water, just dank water, and dump just buttloads of sugar into it and stir it up, and that's exactly what you're getting. Oh, you're going to crash and get fat, but that's, you know, I mean, if that's what you want to drink, drink that. Or you have an alternative here. You could drink Super Beets, which doesn't taste like beets. I'll explain why in a second. Take one teaspoon of Super Beets, put it into 4 ounces of water, dump it into your Yoplait, or you can put it into a smoothie. I don't care. And you get it's a functional food for circulation because beets are loaded with nitrates that makes your arteries wide and flexible, increases your circulation, maintains healthy blood pressure, and you get a huge boost in energy and stamina that lasts all day, no crash, 3 grams of sugar, and you can feel that increase within 20 minutes of drinking it. I can. I use it as a pre-workout for kickboxing. Yeah, I do. And why doesn't it taste like beets? Because heat kills nitrates, so Super Beets dries theirs out with this cool drying process to preserve the nitrates. You get 100% of the nitrates. No, it doesn't degrade. And you feel the difference, or your money back. It's so simple. You'll get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. Choose regular or new black cherry flavor. You'll get a free book, indicator strips to measure your nitrate levels before and after, free shipping. And if you don't like it, you get your money back. I mean, seriously, it's the simplest thing in the world. Call 1-800-664-5617 or visit danashootsbeats.com. 1-800-664-5617, danashootsbeats.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
See, here's the thing. If you don't want your music played by people that you don't like, that talk about God and Jesus and guns and apple pie and, you know, how we need to enforce the immigration laws we have and, you know, all this stuff, then maybe don't be a little piggy pig and license your music out and get money for that. I mean, it's like the simplest thing in the world. You know what I'm saying? It's so simple. So we have some of the highlights from the day one of RNC. Also, did you guys see this weeping and gnashing of the teeth that took place with the delegates beforehand? Did you guys see the Texas delegation? They all wore Texas flag shirts and cowboy hats because Texas does not play at all. I think they even walked in unison, like in lockstep. They don't play at all. So we're going to get into that as well. We also have a ton of stuff to get into. Latest about some of the turkey stuff, and we're just going to make fun of all the drama at the RNC as well. Don't go anywhere. More of the Dana Show in moments.
The Dana Show.
Who's your buddy? Is he your pal? Well, I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain how we use the buddy system in diving next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
For many, scuba diving is a social sport, but that's only one reason we use the buddy system. Ideally, dive buddies are evenly matched in skill level and can assist each other other if necessary. They're not a crutch to lean on, but a backup system that, if used properly, can make your dive safer and more enjoyable. And if you're diving right, your buddy will likely end up being your pal, too. Dive into Dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, with our streaming audio feed, live at KCNR1460.com.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Revolve Solar, the Shasta Athletic Club, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members, every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hear what's going on, many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform, so tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Reading Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What shall we do about them? Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Hi,
I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
Hey, this is Carl Buff from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
The Cambridge police acted stupidly. There is a long history in this country of African Americans and Latinos being stopped by law enforcement disproportionately. And that's just a fact. The African American community is also knowledgeable that there is a history of racial disparities in the application of our criminal laws. We have seen too many instances of what appears to be police officers interacting with individuals, primarily African American, often poor, in ways that raise troubling questions.
Well, you know, we need to pull back this divisive rhetoric. Well, where leaders lead, followers follow. That's what they do. For leaders to lead, followers follow. So yesterday I pointed out, because everybody's talking about this, gosh, I'm trying to, do you ever have those days where you just don't want to be nice? I know for me it's like all of them. But do you ever have just like some days where you're like, I don't feel like being nice to people? So I made this point actually earlier today, because everybody's talking about that speech. We played the audio of it, Melania Trump's speech. And I'm curious as to who the speechwriter was, because I feel like they were screwing with her. It's just like the paragraph that Michelle Obama said. Of course, Joe Biden, he plagiarized a whole bunch of crap, and that's what took him out of the running for VP. And don't forget Deval Patrick's speech that Barack Obama stole. So they think it's okay, except if it happens to, you know, a Republican. But anyway, so I mean, this is how I look at it. I can't take the criticism seriously from the left. And I guess that's what my beef is. I mean, yeah, I think that it was literally the same paragraph that Michelle Obama said. I mean, we played it side by side. Guys, you can't, don't, just stop. But I can't take their criticism seriously. Because that's what took Joe Biden out of the running for president. You guys remember that, right? They busted him hard because he plagiarized a whole bunch of stuff. But I also can't take, and then of course there was I just mentioned the Deval Patrick speech. We have audio of that. And then there is the situation of one of the vice presidential contenders for Hillary Clinton. I said I just want to point out that Elizabeth Warren plagiarized an entire ethnicity, and she's in the running to be Hillary's vice president. So anyway, I have this Santa-looking doucher who's on Twitter named Frank Harris. If you have to ask me this question, you're too stupid to talk politics. Don't talk to me, because I'm not in the welfare of educating stupid progressives. I'm not in the position of giving welfare to them. That's educational welfare. You know what I mean? Like, if they don't know the circumstances surrounding that fact, then they don't need to be talking about politics. They don't need to be chiming in, because the rest of us have to stop to help this person catch up because they were too stupid to follow along from the beginning. Am I being mean, Kane? I don't think so. That's pretty much a rhetorical statement, not a question that's looking for a serious answer. It's educational welfare. Anyway, he tweets, "What hard evidence do you have to make that accusation? It's too busy braiding my back hair to follow along and actually figure out what you were talking about. I don't know." Seriously? If you have to ask me, well, what evidence do you have? Then go back to braiding your back hair, because you are too far behind in this lesson. Again, it's like educational welfare. I am not a generous person with people like that. It's like I get paid to do work. If I'm doing your work, I want you to pay me. That's how that works. You see how that is? I know that, you know, these are people, most of, who went for a candidate that didn't earn a paycheck until he was how old? 40-something years old? 40 years old? Good grief. Good grief. No, Elizabeth Warren literally plagiarized an entire skin, like, ethnicity. She skinwalked as an American Indian for professional advancement. She called herself the first woman of color at Harvard. That's right. She sold a book called Pow Wow Chow. And she refused to meet with actual American Indian representatives. Isn't that amazing? And she's in the running to be vice president for Hillary Clinton. And don't forget her fake Cherokee recipes. Oh, she also plagiarized those, too. She didn't even, those weren't even her family recipes. She literally stole another Indian's recipes and passed them off as her own family's in her Pow Wow Chow book. Little blonde hair, blue-eyed Elizabeth Warren, who literally looks like a pilgrim. The closest that she ever came to American Indian blood was the blood her family shed when she rounded up Indians in Georgia and sent them on the trail of genocide. That's how that works. So, really kind of can't deal with progressives complaining about that. You know what I mean? Like, okay, we'll get the skinwalker out of your run, out of the running for being your VP candidate. She was the original Rachel Dolezal. The original Rachel Dolezal. Well, I guess she identified. And then she gets mad when you point out that she lied about being an American Indian. Like, she didn't lie. She, like, lied about it and wrote it down. Like, she didn't misspeak. She literally filled out forms where she identified herself as American Indian. Literally. And then Twyla Barnes, who's the genealogist for Cherokee Nation, when she found out, she's like, let me do some digging. Oh, you're a liar. And then she didn't want to have anything to do at all with anybody, with Cherokee Nation or any other American Indian. Because she done got called out. That's what happened. So I really, it's kind of hard for me to take seriously these criticisms coming from the left. I mean, they have a white guy who's leading Black Lives Movement. That's Sean King. He's a white guy. He was born a white guy to white parents, and he's got an entire white family, and he pretends that he's black. Literally, he does. I mean, his parents are like, no, he's white. But he just identifies, I guess, as black. How easy that he thinks he can just appropriate an entire ethnicity like Elizabeth Warren did. So, again, forgive me if I can't, and I'm not really asking for forgiveness because I don't care. It's a rhetorical tool. If I don't take seriously the criticisms coming from the left about plagiarism. If you're going to plagiarize something, I think that somebody, I don't know who the speechwriter for Melania Trump is. I don't know. I think the speechwriter needs to have their butt whooped because I think they intentionally were screwing with her. That's my two cents. I think they were genuinely trying to mess with her because that wasn't even... And it doesn't help when you have other Republicans out there going, well, these are common phrases. They're not common phrases, but it was the exact order of those phrases in the way that they said them. It was the exact order and the repetition of the phrases. I mean, let's just be honest about that. Let's be honest about that. But I think somebody was intentionally messing with her. I really do. I think that somebody was just, they were trying to, like, get one over on her or something. Because that, it seemed, I mean, you would have had to listen to that speech or find that transcript and then kind of copy it to get it that unbelievably close. I mean, I really genuinely, you would have had to have done that. I think that's, you know, that's kind of how it went down. So we're going to get in. I want to play for you later on the plagiarization of Deval Patrick's speech. We'll get into that. And we're also going to get in and have some fun convention play-by-play stuff as well, because there was a lot of weeping and gnashing of the teeth. I've seen protesters outside. I haven't seen too many other delegate fights at the moment, but I've seen a few things. So we're going to get into all of that as well. In the meantime, this is a proud partner. We're so proud to partner with this group, the Purple Heart Foundation. They do so much for veterans, It's Veterans Helping Veterans. It's a volunteer organization. And they have job training, educational scholarships, PTS support. They have canines for combat vets. They have all kinds of things. They help all veterans, not just those combat wounded. And your generous donations make it possible. Whether you're donating a car, doesn't matter the condition, cash or credit, be a part of paying tribute to our nation's heroes. Go to givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org. Or call 800-935-9941. That's 800-935-9941.
It's the middle of the night. You wake up drenched, covered in sweat. You could crank the AC all night and try to stay cool, but who can afford that? Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress. Upgrade to a Casper. It was invented with two high-tech foams guaranteeing you sleep cool and comfortable. In fact, Time magazine named the Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Their new sheets and pillow are just as comfortable. Together, they create the perfect sleep environment, keeping you cool and balanced. The Casper mattress ships for free in a box so small, you won't believe it holds a mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. Best of all, you can try it in your home for 100 nights risk-free. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why so many people love their Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code DANA50 for $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code DANA50, and get $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Dana Lash here. I'm sure you know that I'm a proud member of the USCCA. And like me, the USCCA believes that the right to defend your loved ones with a firearm, that's our God-given freedom. And as the 4th of July nears Independence Day, the USCCA is honoring our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with the Great American Giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to purchase the firearm and ammo of their choice. So what gun will you choose? A Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Sig Sauer, Kimber. No matter what you choose, you can get a really great firearm and still have money left over to buy all of the ammo that you need. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five, which means you have five chances to win. Visit protectanddefend.com to enter today. And just think, you could get that firearm you've always wanted, plus the ammo with which to enjoy it. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just visit protectanddefend.com today. That's protectanddefend.com.
This is Carl and Linda Bodd. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. On Wednesday, we welcome Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basinko. Tom's going to try and outline the differences between gun laws from last year and gun laws this year and all the 10 laws that they threw out there, five of which were signed by the governor. What impact is this going to have on your life? I have a feeling it's going to be a big impact, but we're going to find out Wednesday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. Your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
The Dana Show.
So, no, keep this going. This is a good. This is the Van Halen I like. Sammy Hagar one I didn't. So, it's good, Marty. Keep this. Panama. I see, why wasn't this song at the RNC? Our friend Sean, who's also one of our videographers and cameramen, he just had a baby girl, and he brought his baby in here. And I'm like, well, that's it. Crap. I can't go back on air and be mean now, because I just was like, babies and dogs are like my thing, you know? So, I don't know, man. It just ruined my whole, like, she's beautiful. So, why would this song should have made an appearance at the RNC? Do you know what? You know where I am most underutilized? I am most underutilized as a music programmer for Republican conventions. Because I don't know who was doing the music last night, but I'm like, no, this is not the song you use at this time. This song sucks. This isn't the song that you use at this time. You know, I mean, I would have had it, like, all played out. Like, he was already coming out to We Are the Champions. No, no, no. You don't do that on day one. That's the closing song as the balloons drop from the ceiling. Like, who's doing this? No. You come out, if you're going to use a Queen song, you can use We Will Rock You. You can do that. You know, or maybe come in with a little Fat Bottom Girls, do the song, just because that's fun. If you have, like, a hefty girl on stage, I'm just saying. You know? That's what I'm saying. We'd have fun with it. You know how I would kick off the whole entire convention? Welcome to the jungle. All the lights would go dim, and you'd have, like, this epic light show, and then you'd have two pillars of fire on either side of the stage. Right? And then you'd have all of a sudden all the lights would go dim, and then you'd have the smoke come out and a crazy light show, and all the delegates would think, oh my gosh, is this place going to burn down? Like, what the heck is going on here? That's how you start it. And then you have, give me that going. Here, I'll just set the stage right now. Let's get it in there. Let me set the stage. This is how you program music for a Republican convention. So everybody's filing into the auditorium. And Texas delegates have their Texas flag shirts, and they got their cowboy hats, and all the other states do. I don't know what all they do, because we're not in those other states. But everybody's filing in, and they're waiting to see speeches, and they're waiting to see, you know, it's day one of the Republican convention. And then you hear this. The lights begin to go crazy. The fire pillars erupt on either side of the stage. Eagles are all of a sudden. Falconers send out the eagles from somewhere up high. The eagle screech bounces off all of the walls in the auditorium. And Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle, begins. Just like this. Boom. And then who comes out on stage? But the Republican nominee, the VP, the families, and some of the inner circle. And they just run out on the stage. Nay, they don't walk out on stage with new, uncomfortable, stiff dress shoes. They run out on the stage. And then they high-five all of the delegates who have bum-rushed the stage to touch the nominee and the family. That's how that gets started. And then if somebody wants to play air guitar, all the better. And then that sets the tone for the rest of the convention. Because this stuff is boring. It's boring. Nobody knows what's going on. All they know is that people are wearing weird hats and holding up big styrofoam state things. And they're screaming at each other. That's what they're doing, right? That's how they do. No, you make it fun. You pretend that you have people in the party that are under 60 years of age. That's what you do. And you have fun with it. Man, I'm telling you what. They need to have me produce the event. That's where I am underutilized. I would love that. I would be like, whoa, I'd be going crazy. That would be so fun. By the way, we're taking my kids to see Guns N' Roses. That's going to be their first concert. Yeah.
Do they consider them to be classic rock?
That's not a question that's asked in my household. That is not. And it's like Lucy Liu in Kill Bill when she chops off the head of that dude who's sitting at the table. And she was like, if anybody wants to say anything about either my Chinese or American heritage, I will, you know, and how that goes. So we don't talk about Fat Axel, and we don't talk about how it's how Guns N' Roses is classic rock. Those are two things that we do not discuss when talking about Guns N' Roses in my house. I'm not saying I would cut anybody's head off, but, you know, I would go into a Lucy Liu from Kill Bill, Oren Ishii kind of rage. Anyway, so that's how we would kick off the RNC. You laughing about my Fat Axel? We don't talk about Fat Axel. Two things. Here's what we don't talk about in Dana's house. Fat Elvis, Fat Axel. We don't talk about Fat Ann Wilson either. We don't talk about those three things. And we never, ever show any sort of appreciation for Sammy Hagar. And we also hate Vince Neil. So those are, like, we don't play Van Hagar. We don't do that. We don't play Van Hagar in this house. So, you know. Anyway. So that's how we would kick off the RNC. It would be fun. People would be like, what is happening? Oh, my gosh. It would be an epic light show. There would be fire pillars. There would be falconers. An eagle would fly out like medieval times, you know, and you'd, like, hang on to your chicken leg because you don't know if this bird's going to eat it right out of your hands. Am I the only person who does that at medieval times? I hang on to it. Like, I'm less concerned about this bird, like, clawing me to death, and I'm more concerned about it ripping my turkey leg out of my hand. So we would have, I mean, that would be awesome. That's how you get this started. You know what I mean? You get it. That's how you do it. And that could make up for the whole fact that you don't, because everyone's like, well, we need younger celebrities. And you know what? Younger celebrities don't want to go to, like, an old folks convention. I'm not being rude, but I'm being honest and how it's being interpreted. Because other people can vote now, you know, and be in the party and stuff. Make it fun also for them. So that's, I mean, that's how you do it. And then they can have Katy Perry, like, singing, you know, and they can do all of that, and Lady Gaga with her meat dress, and that's fine. Do whatever. But you got to have a fun convention if you want to attract some fun people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm glad that they have Dana White there. Why there is not an octagon at some point? Like, have a side stage. You know, like, you have your main stage. Put up a couple side stages. You know what I'm saying? Because you know there are a lot of conservative MMA fighters. You know that. Why are they not involved? It's a great question, Dana. Why is that? I don't know. Thank you, random person whose thoughts made it onto my radio program. I don't know. It's a great question, Dana. You are a good thinker. I think bigly. So that's, you know, that's how. And then because Queen decided to make issue of using We Are the Champions, I would completely blow them out of the water. So this is how, on the beginning of day two, I would use more Queen music, and I would have, like, the nominees shooting guns, and again with the Eagles, somebody eating a piece of apple pie. I would make a video montage of all the things that Queen would find offensive, and I would have Queen's music as the bed for that, and I would play My Best Friend, and that would be the bed for it. And then, I mean, that's how you do that. Just shove it right back in their face and be like, oh, you want to do something about it? Maybe don't license your music. And then hand out ice cubes to everyone so they could offer them to Brian May for that burn. See? So, quick break. Hour two is on the way. We're also going to talk about a play-by-play of all the slap fights that were taking place. Yeah, Manafort versus Lewandowski, that could happen in one of the side stages with the octagon. Why isn't that a thing? Come on! Keep it here.
You have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I hope you will join me at the annual WWCB Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, sponsored by Reading VFW Post 1934, Saturday, July 30th, starting at 2 p.m. We're going to be at the Veterans Hall. Tickets are only $10.
Call VFW Post 1934 at 241-9168, 241-9168, or visit vfwpost1934.org.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Cross. The GOP ticket is set.
I formally declare Donald J. Trump and Michael R. Pence the Republican nominees for President and Vice President of these United States.
House Speaker Paul Ryan at the GOP convention in Cleveland. Donald Trump says he's honored to be the party's nominee.
Today has been a very, very special day. Watching my children put me over the top earlier. The party seal, I mean, what we did getting the party's nomination, I'll never forget it. It's something I will never, ever forget.
New York Republican Congressman Peter King says Donald Trump can beat Hillary Clinton in November.
New York will be tough. If he wins New York, he wins everything.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who has been a lukewarm supporter of Trump, was greeted with a smattering of boos as he took the stage, reflecting many Republicans' dissatisfaction with party elites. Cleveland police say there have been no arrests of demonstrators outside the Republican National Convention, though there were a few tense moments today. Speaking from Las Vegas, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says the Democratic convention next week will focus on building an America that works for families.
Not just for the rich or the well-connected, but for everyone. And that means working families who get up and do your jobs every day but haven't seen a real raise in years.
The Democratic convention will be held in Philadelphia. President Obama has met with key leaders of his domestic security team to discuss recent killings of police officers. Afterward, the president talked of how important it is for the federal government to do everything it can to help police officers go home at night and be safe. Officials say a corrections officer and an inmate smashed through an elevator door during a scuffle at a Pennsylvania jail Monday night and plunged down an open shaft to their deaths. What happened is being called a freak accident. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Bill Bennett here to tell you about Augusta Precious Metals. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? I know I would, and you can't do that with stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, enjoys a 98% five-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free 1-855-222-5882 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call toll-free 1-855-222-5882. That's 1-855-222-5882, or visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com.
Locals and tourists in Nice are getting back to their routines after last week's assault.
Joggers, cyclists and sunseekers are back on Nice's famed Riviera coast, a further sign of normal life returning to the Promenade des Anglais, where dozens were killed in last week's Bastille Day truck attack. Meanwhile, French lawmakers will this week debate whether the country's state of emergency should be extended for another 3 months. In another development, two more suspects in the attack have been transferred to France's intelligence headquarters in Paris to face likely terrorism charges. I'm Charles Ledesma.
China state media is criticizing scattered street protests by young people angry over an international tribunal's ruling last week that denied Beijing's claim to virtually the entire South China Sea. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says it was a miracle that a crane collapsed across a major highway in the state in the middle of the day and nobody was seriously hurt. No cars were struck when the crane collapsed Tuesday on the Tappan Zee Bridge, which connects Westchester and Rockland counties north of New York City. The operator of the crane also made it out safely. Governor Cuomo says investigators are still looking into whether this was a mechanical accident or a crane operator error.
This was basically routine work, and there was a malfunction on the crane, and the crane boom collapsed into the what we call the old Tappan Zee Bridge, the existing Tappan Zee Bridge.
One lane on the roadway has significant damage.
The boom collapsed, and the damage is significant to the crane is mangled.
The crane was using a 121,000-pound hammer to vibrate pilings into the river bottom when it broke apart. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday 9 a.m. to noon.
This is your life, good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything. Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
Dana Show.
We must not be afraid to define our enemy. It is Islamic extremist terrorism. I, for the purposes of the media, I did not say all of Islam. I did not say most of Islam. I said Islamic extremist terrorism. You know who you are. And we're coming to get you.
So they had Rudy in a cage and they banged it with a stick before they opened it and let him run out on stage. This is what I would have had for Rudy's theme song, his walkout song, right here. This is his walkout song. There you go. Oh, don't curl up in a corner. This is Nazareth. This is Rudy's walkout song right there. See, I am underutilized. Make me your music programmer at the convention. Oh, and you know what I would have done too? Green lights with some design over them, filter. I would have controlled the lights too. I'm just going to run the whole thing. And then have them low lights. Smoke on the stage. I have my own fog machine. So if you guys think I'm joking, you ought to see my setup for Halloween. My oldest son's here today. Do we not have, we have a fog machine, right? We have a fog, just say yes. Yeah, we have a fog machine. So Rudy would come out, green lights, fog machine, right? Fire pillars are down because you got to build up to this chorus. And then Rudy comes out. That's how you do this. You know what I'm saying? Boom! Boom! I'm just going to be like, Dana does your convention, Inc. That's how that's going to go. I want a good show. I don't care what you think about who's talking where. I don't care what you think about the nominee. I want a good show. I want to be entertained. Entertain me. Pick a song that fits the speaker. Entertain the people that have traveled to Cleveland, of all places, to go and watch people give boring speeches for the most part. And if it's a boring speech, the music better be great. You better have a good stage. People have got to stop acting like politics isn't entertainment. They've got to stop acting like this is not a show, that you're not putting on a product and you are putting on a theatrical performance where you are persuading hearts and minds and you are reaching down into the throat of America and you are pulling the will to fight right out. That's how you do that, ladies and gentlemen. That is how you put on a convention. You know what I'm saying? Dana Inc. Dana Does Conventions Inc. Right there. I'm telling you, I'm doing that. Literally, that's happening. And if the RNC were serious, they were serious, they would be, they'd do this right. You know what I'm saying? That is how you do this. And here's the other thing. So we were talking about, can you get that song ready? Because I just want to make a quick point about the convention. They had General Flynn out, who's sort of like our generation's Zell Miller, okay? Y'all know who Zell Miller is. Marty, by the way, did not know. When we said, hey, let's, I was like, cue up some Nazareth, Hair of the Dog. He was like, is that a band? Now remember, we give Marty a pass because he was shot in the stomach. And he was born in the 90s. So we give him a pass on that. But I'm like, Kane and I looked at each other. I'm like, that was before my time, but it's an amazing song, and we know it. So this is also like some, you know, we're bringing Marty up to speed here, too. So General Flynn is like, even though I don't like him as a VP, he's like a Zell Miller that, you know, of our generation. This should have been his theme song right here.
Yeah.
This is what you send out. Flynn to. Oh, I know. Wait until the chorus. This is how Flynn walks out. See, if you could get a drone that could carry colored smoke, red, white, and blue, to fly over the stage, and then you could have, like, fireworks on the screen behind it, and then you have Flynn walk out. Why not have some, like, why not have a marching band? For crying out loud, baton throwers, you know what I'm saying? You could have a marching band play this song, and you could walk him right up through the main aisle in the convention, and he walks up on the stage right when the chorus hits. 5, 4, 3, go. See, this is how you do it. This is how you need to do the convention. You know what? This song would be amazing with a marching band playing. You know that? Do you know Big Boy is not a liberal? He and I are buddies on Twitter. He ain't a liberal. Why isn't he given a space at the RNC? Just saying. His voice is so smooth in this. I love his delivery. I love Andre's delivery, too. But see, you have them come out there. You have a marching band. You act like you're serious about putting on a theatrical performance, and you will attract those in the arts and entertainment industry. They don't want to just come out to a convention and be used just because they're conservatives or libertarians in Hollywood. You put on a show. Ain't nothing wrong with it. See? I'm telling you right there. All right. I'm telling you right there. That would have been great to do. Now, for everybody who's like, Dana, this is serious stuff. All right, then. I'm being serious. You know what? This is the problem. Republicans have a conservatives, limited government people have a great product. We want the government out of our lives. I don't want you all up in, I don't want you all up in my bedroom. I don't want you all up in my bank. I don't want you all up in my wallet or in my doctor's office or anywhere else. Get out. I'll be like Saturday Night Live, Donatella Versace. Get out. Remember how Maya Rudolph did her? That was good. That's how it should be. That you got to market it better. Republicans are horrific at doing this, and they waste so many opportunities at the RNC. Can you imagine how bowled over NBC and ABC and CBS was? Do you know how much earned media you would get by having something that over the top? It would be everywhere. That's the point. It would be everywhere, but you got to do it right. You got to do it right, and you got to be spot on, point on. Point on. So that's how the convention needs to go. You know what? If Reince was any sort of, like, chairman, he would be like, ring, ring, ring. Dana, can we have you do the next convention? I don't want to speak at it. I just want to run the show. I want to have the music, walk out here. I want to have the lights. I want to do the sets. I want to do the stage. That was my other calling. You know when I took an aptitude test in school? Do you know what it told me I should do? I should be a lawyer and a car mechanic. Did you know that? I know. It told me I should be an attorney or a car mechanic. It forgot to tell me RNC party planner. That's what it forgot to tell me. They're missing a great opportunity here. You know what? Why didn't they, with Trump as a presumptive nominee, why didn't they do an Apprentice parody? You know how funny that would be? Have fun with it. Everybody's so careful. They're so careful. They are so careful. I mean, that's, you know, we can't have any kind of fun. Okay, you guys, if you want to have some fun, you can wear some hats. They act like they're what's the restaurant with the flair? TGI Fridays. They run this damn thing like a TGI Fridays. Well, you can have some flair. Don't have too much flair, but you can have some flair. You can put as much flair on your shirt as you would like. It's like an Office Space, like, skit. Stop. You know? Just quit it. Oh, and then there was the story about the norovirus. Did you hear about that? Oh, you didn't? Let's kick it into headlines.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
Well, The Hill says a norovirus outbreak has been reported among some GOP convention staffers. Lovely. Several staffers for the RNC in Cleveland are being quarantined after falling ill from the norovirus. Nearly a dozen California Republican staffers are quarantined an hour outside of Cleveland in an effort to prevent the spread of the virus, according to Stat News and the Sacramento Bee. The GOP staffers displayed symptoms of norovirus, but health officials are still running tests to confirm the cause of their illness. They said they have about 11 who have been sick over the last few days, and they've been out there every day working with them to eliminate the spread between the resort and the delegation from California. So California, if you all come home and you have vomiting and diarrhea everywhere for several days, it's because of California delegates. Just blame them. It's a true story. True story. All right. Moving on. 100,000 Venezuelans are now being forced to cross the border to shop for groceries because feel the burn. Isn't that? I mean, this is horrific. 35,000 Venezuelans made a crossing. The article from Associated Press says that middle-class Venezuelans are liquidating their savings to buy food. They're crossing the border just so that they can get enough food for their family. So for anyone who says socialism works, I want to refer you to that headline. And you just always bring people back to that headline, you know? This is one of America's dumbest criminals. The Daily Mail reports, you know those staff, those protesters I've been making fun of? A woman wanted on a felony warrant is arrested because she was protesting against Trump in Cleveland, where 5,000 cops are on duty. Felony warrant. They recognized her, and they arrested her. She was actually the first person to be arrested, but it wasn't over a security breach. Kathy Coleman was picked up on an outstanding felony warrant because she was a genius and decided to protest right by 5,000 cops who immediately recognized her. They're not the smartest people, which is probably why they're unemployed, folks. Just, you know, putting that out there. We also have, I have some weird stories for you today. One of the Missouri police officers who was shot by a career criminal during the traffic stop, Michael Flamian, 31, from Baldwin, 31, he was shot from behind in St. Louis on July 8th. He stopped 31-year-old Antonio Taylor for speeding. He was shot in the back as he walked to his patrol car. He's in intensive care. He's alert and recognizes his family, but he's now paralyzed from the neck down. Horrific. Now, I don't know if that's permanent or if that's something they're hoping that will recover, but if he was shot in the back, I don't know. Just, it's absolutely horrific. I know that there's a GoFundMe. I tweeted one out, a link to a GoFundMe for him and his family. So now, according to Digital Trends, this is just so gross. Now fashion is going to take instead of being asked, what are you wearing, it's going to be, who are you wearing? One designer is on the path to use dead Alexander McQueen's DNA to create material for fashion and accessories, like Silence of the Lambs style. They want to grow skin from McQueen's DNA, tan it, and then use it as leather jackets and bags. I'm not even making this up. Okay, this is called jumping the shark. Just stop it. You know what I mean? That's disgusting. So this is from Deadspin. I love this headline. Boar emerges from the sea and unleashes fury upon beachgoers. A boar emerged from seafoam and barreled onto the beach going after everybody. There's a video of this. Like, these people were just simply out enjoying a fun day at the beach. Somebody was jet skiing around. And then the next thing they knew, a boar charged out of the... I mean, it just... I'm watching the video. Came out of nowhere. Charges out of the sea, and it goes right for people. It's a wild hog. It is. And those are mean things. I mean, barrels into everything. They are mean. And it runs right by this little kid who's playing in the sand, which is kind of scary, too. Good heavens. I wonder if it tastes, if it's tasty. If it's been in the water, it's probably super salty bacon. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know. You don't have to worry about, I mean, in addition to sharks, you have damn boars coming out of the ocean. Just putting that out there. A D.C. restaurant via Daily Caller turns a rapidly rising speed camera tickets into free meals. Washington, D.C. is issuing over 500,000 speed camera tickets this year, but a restaurant owner is turning the bureaucratic nightmare into discounts on free meals for frustrated drivers. Michael Sterling is owner of the restaurant Caribbean Citations in Southeast D.C., offers diners with a speed camera ticket a price discount on each menu item, and they get a raffle ticket to enter a chance to have Sterling pay for their entire parking ticket. 520,000 speed cameras tickets last year, $55 million. Dollars. Marty says, I already got two speed cameras from D.C. I need to go to this place. What? That's what he wrote in there verbatim. It's called, Marty, it's called Caribbean Citations. And the city's already issued more than 365,000 tickets in the first 6 months of this year. So, I mean, that's crazy. I'm going to drop this link for you in Slack, Marty. So you can go to Caribbean Citations in Southeast D.C. Yeah, you go there and you, what are you doing getting all them speed tickets? Just saying, what are you doing getting them speed tickets, Marty? You're not supposed to do that. This is kind of unsettling, and I'm trying to find out more information about this. EmpowerTexans.com has this story. Joe Strauss is the Speaker of the House in Texas and is sort of a thorn to everybody's side who is more limited government, because some people are questioning whether or not he's like actually a real Republican or not. House Speaker Joe Strauss, according to Empowered Texans, is poised to appoint to the Texas Ethics Commission a Democrat who believes it's time to, quote, dismantle the NRA, and who has compared the Second Amendment organization to the terrorist group ISIS. According to records obtained by Texas Scorecard, Austin divorce attorney and far-left activist Ann Wynn is telling Democrat legislators that Strauss has agreed to appoint her to the Texas Ethics Commission, and she believes that the NRA is America's ISIS. So she believes people like me, who are Texas residents and lifetime members of the NRA, are ISIS. Oh, isn't that lovely? I'm going to find out more information on that. Just lovely. These people are so great, aren't they? Folks, if you would like to switch up your mobile phone service to a company that actually provides real customer service, saves you on average 10 to 15%, and donates 5% of your bill to conservative causes, you need to check out Patriot Mobile. This is the only conservative mobile phone company in America. There are progressive phone companies out there. You might use one. Some of them donate up to $150,000 a month, actually more than, to progressive causes. They lobby against Second Amendment. They lobby for Planned Parenthood. They lobby for big government. None of the stuff that is representative of your values. But Patriot Mobile gives a huge voice to your values. They donate part of your monthly bill to conservative causes. They support conservative candidates and issues. And they have fantastic mobile phone service. It's just like your current mobile phone provider. You have the same great service and phones, actually better service. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT today. And just for switching, you'll get a free Samsung Galaxy S5 or iPhone 5S with unlimited talk, text, data. It's only $50 a month. Now, I switched my service over in February, Kane, a few months ago. My family and friends love Patriot Mobile. I love my service. And I care where my money goes, right? And I want to make sure that I'm supporting stuff that I'm not funding the things that I fight for. You know what I mean? It makes my job harder. Use promo code Dana when you switch, and they'll waive the activation fee for up to two phones. Just go to PatriotMobile.com or call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800-A-PATRIOT, PatriotMobile.com. Use promo code Dana to waive the activation fee.
It's the middle of the night. You wake up drenched, covered in sweat. You could crank the AC all night and try to stay cool, but who can afford that? Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress. Upgrade to a Casper. It was invented with two high-tech foams guaranteeing you sleep cool and comfortable. In fact, Time magazine named the Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Their new sheets and pillow are just as comfortable. Together, they create the perfect sleep environment, keeping you cool and balanced. The Casper mattress ships for free in a box so small, you won't believe it holds a mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. Best of all, you can try it in your home for 100 nights risk-free. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why so many people love their Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code DANA50 for $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code DANA50, and get $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Save the date, August 3rd. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Reading Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 3rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Reading Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WindRiver.com. Contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734 or Mae Saley at 530-339-7470. Head down to Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 3rd, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Reading Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Reading Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
The Dana Show.
Did you know there is a real liberal phone company, and their motto is phone-powered progressive change? Look them up. They're called Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile gives more than $150,000 a month to progressive causes. And since 1985, they've been funding some of the biggest, most extreme progressive causes. But there is an answer, an alternative, and that's Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative phone company. Patriot Mobile is just like your current mobile phone provider, offering the same great service and phones, but they donate a part of your monthly bill to conservative causes. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT today, and for switching, you'll receive a free Samsung Galaxy S5 or iPhone 5S with unlimited talk text data for only $50 a month. I personally use Patriot Mobile because I care where my money goes, and they provide great, fantastic customer service. Use promo code Dana when you switch, and they'll waive the activation fee for up to two phones. Go to PatriotMobile.com or call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800, the letter A, Patriot. That's PatriotMobile.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Redding till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Redding, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Attention parents. Redding School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the virtual school for the North State community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Redding School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org. That's rsarts.org. Or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
The deaths of Alton and Philando drove home how urgently we need to make reforms to policing and criminal justice. How we cannot rest until we root out implicit bias and stop the killings of African Americans.
Good grief. Hillary Clinton does not stand with cops. She does not stand with police. She's going to take you on a what, Brian? That's right. You tell him, Brian. That's right. Brian's just, he's just taking y'all to church. That's right. What kind of highway was it again, Brian? There you go. Thank you. Thank you, Brian. God bless America and also Australia, but, you know, America. So, Hillary Clinton, she's, again, talking about a convicted sex offender with a violent record that twice fought with cops and twice possessed an illegal firearm. But let's go ahead and pretend that that didn't happen, because it's easier to pretend, right? It's easier to pretend than to actually acknowledge that that happened. Hillary Clinton, who defended a... You know what? Maybe she doesn't have a problem with people who are convicted sex offenders, particularly of underage individuals, a.k.a. pedophilia, because she once defended a child rapist. Oh, wait a minute. We have a whole, like, if there was an audience in here, they would have went, ooh, that's right. That's right. You're right. I can't wait. Oh, that was Bon Scott. That was, well, Brian Johnson saying that too. That sounded like that was Brian, not Bon. Brian sang it too. My friend Jimmy was like, that was Bon, not Brian. I didn't think that one was Brian. Wasn't that on Back to Black? Highway to Hell? Might have been. Oh, they sound familiar, but kind of not too familiar. Anyway. So, the idea... Remember, this is the same person who's having Mike Brown's mom speak at the DNC. And she had that to say about... They want that division. Hillary Clinton needs division, or nobody's going to come out and vote for her. If people are happy and content, they're not going to come out and vote for her. So, she has to help create... division. It's a hurt and rescue. In all of the cities where you have Democrat control, it's awful. Baltimore, who controls Baltimore? Democrats. Who run the city? Democrats. Who run the city? Democrats. Who run that mother? Democrats do. That's right. That's actually how the song went before it was changed. They run it. Same thing with Chicago. Look at all these. Look at all these cities. St. Louis. Who runs St. Louis? Democrats. That's right. So you have your own party's ideology to blame. You know? Your own party's ideology. They're not going... I can't imagine what they're... What else can they do at the DNC? They booed God last time around. Are they going to set a flag on fire and shoot an eagle? Right? Oh, wait, they don't... They hate guns, except not really. They're all about saving lives. If Planned Parenthood used AR-15s to do abortions, then people would hate AR-15s. I wrote that on my book. If they just stuck the barrel up there and took care of the baby that way, then they would hate AR-15s or hate abortion. But see, that's, you know, it's different for whatever reason. So I just, I mean, that's, and that was a remark from her just the other day. This woman has no shame, no shame, no modesty. I just can't, I can't have Bill Clinton as the first dude. You guys, don't do that to me. I grew up with him in the 90s. Seriously, 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 don't do that to me. I just can't. I cannot have, and have you seen Bill Clinton? He's every much of a horn dog as he ever was. Just, I can't. I think that was the deal that they made back in the 90s. That I think that they made that deal back in the 90s. Like, you stand by me after I put you through all the stuff with Monica Lewinsky, and I'll stand by you when you want to go for the White House. So that's, I just can't. So they're not going to be standing there with police. Listen to her. She keeps going on. Audio soundbite 10. This is Hillary Clinton continuing to bash police. Listen.
Creating clear national guidelines on the use of force, especially lethal force.
Because there aren't any, apparently. There's no internal review
Supporting
board.
Supporting independent investigations of fatal encounters with the police.
Hear about this. How about this? How about this? Really simple. I have a really simple solution to this. Do you want to know what my simple solution is? If you are a convicted sex offender and you are in illegal possession of a firearm, and this is the second time in the span of like a couple of years that cops have approached you and they were called because you were intimidating and threatening someone with your illegally possessed gun, and they give you a command to put down your gun, you don't fight with the cops! How about some national organization? How about some national guidelines on not fighting with cops? Sorry, I had a Sam Kinison in it. But you know what I mean? Really simple. Really simple. It would go like this. Who's there? Not fighting with cops. And that's all the joke. There's no follow-up. That's it. Don't fight with cops. Don't fight with cops. Period. Oh, especially if you're a convicted pedophile with a violent record of assault and battery and you are in illegal possession of a firearm and you stole the firearm that you got in trouble with last time because you were, again, a convicted pedophile with a violent record and you were in possession of a stolen firearm and you were fighting with cops last time. You don't have the right to fight with cops. Well, yeah, I mean, you don't have the right to molest someone brutally and then, you know, what about that person's right? You also don't have the right to just beat people up and beat your wife. You also don't have the right to steal someone else's firearm. And then you don't have the right to possess that stolen firearm. People act like, oh my gosh, this is racist. What is racist about not touching kids? Stop it. What is racist about not beating chicks? Stop it. Seriously, I cannot even believe that we have to ask these questions. I feel like this could easily be a very simple Sesame Street skit, albeit awkward.
Kids, we don't beat women. That's not nice.
Who's the guy, Mr. Noodle?
Mr. Noodle, don't you beat your wife. That's bad. That could get you a felony conviction and make you a prohibited possessor. Stop, Mr. Noodle.
You know what I mean? You all remember that? Am I the only person that remembers that?
It's illegal to be a kid toucher. Stop it, Mr. Noodle.
You know what I mean? You don't have a right. I feel like we need to have, like, PSAs about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to have PSAs about maybe not being a, you know, convicted felon. Super simple. Being it's really easy to do. It's not racist to say, you know what, you can't beat your wife. No one is saying, white people, you can be wife beaters. Black people, you can't. No one is saying, white people, you get to be kid touchers. And black people, you can't. Gross. No one's saying that. What's wrong with you people? No one is saying these things. It's really simple. The PSA would go something like this.
Hey, kids, Mr. Noodle and I want to share with you some helpful tips if you're approached by the police. And you're a felon who is convicted on pedophilia and beating people up.
Really simple, right?
First off, drop your stolen gun.
That's it, you know? That's all you have to do.
Don't fight with cops.
Super simple. I mean, it's so simple, Elmo can tell you about it. Are you seriously? I heard that. Go ahead. Do it. Marty, I know what you're doing. Do it, Marty.
Don't beat women. And don't be a child molester.
See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
It's a big no-no to fight with cops. Worship Satan. Today's letter is B.
Seriously, it's all so simple. You know what I'm saying? It is so simple, folks. So apparently we need to actually do this, have like a national PSA about that. So Hillary Clinton, you know, you need to switch your gears, lady. Switch them. You know what I never thought? You know who that the dude who was Mr. Noodle? And only parents with kids who watched this are going to know what I'm talking about. Am I crazy or was that dude who was Mr. Noodle the dude who had the soccer smiles? He was that guy from Green Mile?
Green Mile.
Is he dead?
I think so.
Yeah. Crazy. All right. So we see, I mean, that's it's super simple, right? I'm telling you, we're going to have to do that at this point because there are some people in this world that think that some people are afforded rights to break laws and some people are not. Everybody is equal before the law and underneath it when they break it. It's all equal, folks. Just see, we have equality. It's all equal. You got to follow the law. Follow the law. All it is. Heavens. All right, folks, 844-344 Dana. We do have some Florida Man coming up as well. In the meantime, Super Beats, if you want all day energy, you need to seriously try this. Kick your coffee habit. I mean, I get it. If you want to have like one cup, I actually like the taste of coffee. I like to have decaf every now and then, but that's fake energy. I need you to know that. Coffee can actually increase your blood pressure. So replace your coffee with a glass of Super Beats or decrease your coffee intake and supplement that with a glass of Super Beats. It will change your life. Because, see, Super Beats is a functional food for circulation that you drink. It's loaded with dietary nitrates. That helps produce nitric oxide in the body. That's where you get that real all-day energy and stamina, a boost within 20 minutes of drinking it. And it supports healthy blood pressure because those nitrates make your arteries wide and flexible. It has all kinds of good stuff in it. Only 3 grams of sugar. No beet taste, only a mild berry flavor because of the cooled drying process that they use to preserve the nitrates in those beets. You'll actually like the taste. Nobody on God's green earth hates beets more than I do, and I actually like the taste of it. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order, regular or black cherry, free book, free indicator strips as well to measure your dietary nitrate levels, and free shipping. It's guaranteed or your money back. Go to DanaShootsBeets.com or call 1-800-664-5617. That's DanaShootsBeets.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
The way our government tries to convince us to eat more fruit and vegetables, you would think those are the most important crops grown on our nation's farms. But the government apparently doesn't think so. Our tax dollars provide a wide variety of farm subsidies, price supports, crop insurance, disaster payments, market controls, and even direct product promotion. Big subsidies go mostly to large corporate farms, not family farms, and only to those that grow corn, wheat, soybeans, cotton, and rice. Smaller subsidies are given for peanuts, sorghum, and mohair. But there are no subsidies for all the meat, fruit, and vegetables most Americans eat. When we look through the lens of liberty, we know that these special deals for chosen crops and producers violate the first principle of American democracy, equal treatment for all.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
What does it mean to be a patriot? Does it mean you vote a certain way? Share common beliefs with a particular group of people? Maybe it means you or someone you know put their life on the line to protect our freedoms. Being a patriot can mean many things to many people. For me, I think of our military men and women being the ultimate patriots, the patriots we can all look up to, young and old, giving us a reason to be proud of what our country stands for. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to serving those who have served us, and one of the many services they provide is representing veterans nationwide so they receive the benefits they are promised. But they don't just help individual veterans or those that were wounded in combat. They help all veterans and their families. Your generous donations are what make it possible. Whether it's a car donation or cash, you can be a part of paying tribute to our nation's heroes. Visit givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org. Or call 800-935-9941. That's 800-935-9941.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Reading Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades. And a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027. Or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
I seriously cannot stop with Snapchat. And I can't stop. I cannot stop with Snapchat. You know what I just did? Here, I'll show you what I just did. Oh, no, wait, that was the one from yesterday. Oh, wait, no, that was the other one.
It's your friend White Bear here to remind you not to fight with cops.
See? Go watch it. I love that bear filter. That's my favorite filter on Snapchat. Go find me on Snapchat. It's Dana Lash. Go find me. I'm there. Yeah. I think we're going to have to record a Sesame Street song. Kane, we're going to do that after the show today.
You got it.
We're just going to make a song that's going to be helpful for people about not fighting with cops. You know what I mean? Like, who was it that suggested these lyrics? Let me find them again. Yeah.
Can you tell me how to not get my dumbass beat?
It's really simple. That was, hold up. I got to find it. Thank you, Chris. That was simple. So, anyway, I can't, let's go ahead and kick it into some Florida Man. Let's just do it.
Hey, brother, it's time to check in on Florida Man.
You know what my favorite type of pie is? My absolute favorite type is a key lime pie. Love me a key lime pie. Never have seen anything in that, though. Tallahassee resident Deborah Mitchell, according to Tallahassee.com, she was enjoying a slice of key lime pie, and when she looked down into her bowl, she said that she saw a face in her bowl. Mitchell, 55, said, "I got up and turned my light on, and the face appeared as clear as day. It didn't change form. It just stayed there." She was struck by her apparent discovery. And Tallahassee.com says Mitchell immediately sought guidance at a nearby house of worship, where she claims she was asked to leave after receiving prayer. "I went next door to a church I had never visited," said Mitchell. These people didn't know who I was, and they told me to leave. They told me it was demonic, and I needed to leave my house. I needed to have my house anointed. So she says that this is what she interpreted from her pie. "America is in some," I'm quoting her directly, "America is in so much trouble, and the first thing that came to mind was war, because you can see the pie man crying." Kane asks why she eats her pie in the dark, which I think is a legitimate question. You know, I think that's a legitimate question, because she had to turn the light on. So, just, you know. Florida man high on Flocka breaks into jail. Says he was just visiting his friends. That's really... What? Yeah, Patrick Rempe, 24, scaled the fence and became entangled in razor wire. Vero Beach man was high on Flocka. Don't ever do drugs. High on Flocka. Or whatever, however you say it. It's accused of ramming his car into the Indian River County Jail, scaling a fence in an attempt to break in and visit his friends. Of course, he got caught up in that razor wire. Pesky razor wire. The officer says, "This is what drugs does." Yeah, I'd say that's pretty accurate. You're pretty right on that. That's exactly what drugs does. So this is AZ Central. I'm trying to figure out if this is... Oh, no, this is recent. A teen fails to make cheerleader, threatens to sue because she is a pansy. And she should be bullied. Yeah, I said it. Tallahassee, Florida, a girl not chosen to be a high school cheerleader has threatened legal action against the school if she isn't put on the team. But coaches and a few cheerleaders at the school say they would likely quit the team themselves if the selection process were bypassed. The school district overruled cheerleading judges in the past, intervening when certain girls didn't make the team. If you suck, you shouldn't make the team. period. I mean, that's just horrific. So this chick is a horrible cheerleader and didn't make it, and then she's throwing a little tantrum and threatening to sue because she didn't make the cut. They said that she, during the tryout, she fell twice during the tumbling routine, and she was ranked too low for a place on the squad. Okay, then you suck, and you can't be a cheerleader. Sorry. Tell your mom to, you know, get you some big girl panties and get over it. Who are these people? Good grief. I hope the Kaylin Berry is the head cheerleading coach, and she says that this decision is questioning her integrity as a professional, and it's going to stain her career. Shame on this family. Your daughter sucks as a cheerleader. Get her mental help. Unless you plan to go through life suing everybody that doesn't sit here and heap accolades up on your precious little snowflake. Girl can't do it. Sorry. Maybe you can try for the flag team. Just seriously, this is what's wrong with kids today. This stuff makes me want to be a bully. You know what I mean? It makes me, which isn't good, kids, but it makes me want to do that. Third hour on the way, 844-344-DANA. Don't go anywhere. We will be back in just a few minutes. Find me on Facebook, where sometimes we hang out, Facebook Live on breaks.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse, reminding you to attend your CCW renewal training at least 4 weeks from the expiration date on your permit. You can download all of your applications from our website, readingccw.com, as well as schedule your initial or renewal CCW training. Call NFI at 530-999-1822. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. It's official. Donald Trump is the Republican Party's 2016 White House nominee.
Trump was formally nominated here at the GOP convention in Cleveland, capping his stunning rise to the top of the party with an unconventional and controversial campaign and launching him into a November face-off with Democrat Hillary Clinton. There was some dissent on the convention floor during the roll call of states, but Trump was put over the top by delegates from his home state of New York, joined by four of his children. Greg Clugston, Cleveland.
Mike Pence has been nominated as the Republican vice presidential candidate and Donald Trump's running mate. The Indiana governor was declared the nominee by acclamation without a formal roll call vote. Pence says as president, Donald Trump will restore conservative values.
When we come together as a party and a people, we re-elect strong conservative majorities in the House and the Senate, and elect this good man as the 45th president of the United States, I know in my heart of hearts we will make America great again.
Addressing the convention, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says Hillary Clinton's background shows she's not fit to be president.
We didn't disqualify Hillary Clinton to be president of the United States. The facts of her life and career disqualify her.
There were some scuffles outside the convention in Cleveland. Overall, five people have been arrested since the convention started. Speaking to reporters during a meeting with Attorney General Loretta Lynch and other officials, President Obama says his administration is actively seeking out the advice of top law enforcement officials and community leaders.
Listen to our police departments in how we can help them engage the community, build up trust. What kind of equipment do they need? What kind of training do they need?
The president talked about how important it is for the federal government to do everything it can to help police officers go home at night and be safe. This is townhall.com.
Bill Bennett here to tell you about Augusta Precious Metals. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? I know I would. And you can't do that with stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, enjoys a 98% five-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free 1-855-222-5882 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call toll-free 1-855-222-5882. That's 1-855-222-5882. Or visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com.
Russia must wait to learn if it can send a team to next month's Olympics after calls for it to be barred from the Rio Games for operating a four-year state-sponsored doping program.
Faced with one of the biggest decisions in its history, the International Olympic Committee today bought itself some time, stopping short of a blanket ban of Russia, but leaving the option firmly on the table. After 4 hours of emergency talks, the IOC's executive board decided to explore the legal options of such a step, but said it had to wait until Thursday when the Court of Arbitration for Sport will rule on an appeal by Russian track and field athletes against a ban imposed last year.
That's the BBC's Dan Rowan. Sports fans living outside Brazil who bought tickets for the Rio Games early may be regretting it, having paid higher prices and add-on fees. In a late push to boost slow ticket sales ahead of the Games, reorganizers have opened up their local ticket website. That means ticket prices could be much lower. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Richmond man has been recovering after contracting a rare flesh-eating bacteria from the ocean in Virginia Beach.
Charles Ballard Sr. was wading in the water while fishing with his son June 11th when he got tiny cuts on his feet from stepping on jagged rocks. 3 days later, Ballard noticed those cuts had become open sores. He was taken to the hospital where he was diagnosed with Vibrio vulnificus, a potentially fatal flesh-eating bacteria. Dr. Gonzalo Behrman, chair of the Division of Infectious Diseases at VCU Medical Center, says they only see about one or two Vibrio cases a year. The bacteria normally thrive in warm, brackish water and are far more common among the Gulf Coast states. Ballard's been undergoing hydrotherapy to treat his wounds. Keith Peters reporting.
Police in Ohio's capital city say an officer was served a sandwich containing glass shards at a restaurant, and an assault squad is investigating whether it was intentional. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
On the
not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Dina Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dina Show.
Look, this bloodbath is going to continue until President Obama, Loretta Lynch, and others denounce this anti-police sentiment from Black Lives Matter. That is a hateful ideology. They spew vile and vitriol in the name of virtue.
True. True, true, true. Third hour of the program. Don't forget Dana on the Blaze. I think my Snapchat handle is Dana.Lash. I don't know why the dot, but it's a dot. So, anyway, I don't know if I can change that or not. I never had intended to use it, and then I discovered that Bear filter, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, Bear filter is life. So now I can't stop using it. I'm that Bear constantly now. So, ton of things. I kind of got sidetracked by the music and basically reprogramming the RNC because that's just so far the way that they're handling it. Ugh. So, because they need better music and a real, they need a real theatrical performance. The Washington Times, get this, has a story wherein they're discussing how the Pentagon is issuing a sex change manual, allowing extended time off for the process. So they say the U.S. military has a manual for everything, from how to dress, for how to wage war. I have no idea why I have a British accent reading this, but it makes it funner for you to hear. Now the Pentagon has sent out a detailed written instruction to commanders on how a service member can change his or her sex in a step-by-step process that allows for extended time off. The directive restricts personnel from living their preferred gender lifestyle or real-life experience on a military base and among peers until the sex change transition is complete. The Army, Air Force, Marine Corps, and Navy must set up a bureaucracy dubbed the Service Central Coordination Cell to guide commanders overseeing sex change transitions. And a service member's commander plays a big role in shepherding the patient through the transition, blah, 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 approving government-funded medical treatment of genital reconstruction surgery and hormone therapy, and then recovery. And then the final phase of determining the member's fitness to return, no pun intended, to return to duty after he or she receives a new official gender marker. You know what I could really use right now as the music bed for this story, since we're talking about, like, music programming? I could really, oh gosh, what is this song? It's by the Dresden Dolls. Gosh, I can't remember. No. I'll think of it here in a minute. Sex Changes. Thank you. This song would be perfect for it. Would be completely perfect for the back. Anyway, back to the story, because, you know, I can actually sing this whole album, but, you know, I digress. So they're talking about sex changes at the Pentagon. And they say now that there could be anywhere from 1,300 to 6,000 transgender service members. And you will fund the transitioning. You will. They must hold training sessions to indoctrinate troops on transgender issues and non-discrimination. And they must receive new official gender markers. And hiring a medical staff to provide ongoing treatment. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Sender. Commanders must be bias-free. Application been rejected. So this... They say that personnel will not be able to live their preferred gender in a pre-transition phase, only after. And that it may prompt this transitional phase to offer the person extended leave or voluntary absence, a program or transfer to another command or duty status. And a separate Pentagon memo provides direction on transgender recruits. So, there you have it, right there, ladies and gentlemen. Instead of focusing on military readiness, instead of focusing on training and going after ISIS and lifting rules of engagement and unhindering our men and women in uniform so that they can go overseas and they can eliminate threats and they can save lives and spend as little resource as possible. Nay! We are, in fact, issuing sex change manuals, giving time off, paid time off, paying for the transition, paying for all of it, which gives an entire new meaning to making a man out of you. From the military. And there we have it. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was very good. Ladies and gentlemen, this entire story is insane to me. And you know, I have to think, it's even more insane when you realize how many of our men and women in uniform when they come back from serving? How many of our veterans struggle with PTS? You know, I was having dinner. I had the pleasure of having dinner with a friend who had served, his father. And he was informing me that when, and he was an older man, and he was informing me that when he was overseas, he teared up at one point, had to take a break from talking about it. The rules of engagement prevented them from adequately defending their own lives or the lives of those with whom they were serving. And there was a younger man with whom he was serving, someone that he had kind of helped shepherd through. I think it was his first or second tour. And he was killed in front of him. And he was telling me how when they would have their convoy and they would be going through Afghanistan, they would be going through Afghanistan and they would see upon certain rocks, he would see this, what is it, the little scouts that terrorists would use. They see these in Iraq as well, these little scouts that sit up amongst the rocks and they call in on a little phone and they direct terrorists to where best ambush our soldiers. Now, back before 2008, as this veteran told me, they would just simply pick them off because they posed a threat and they knew exactly what they were doing. But due to the politically correct rules of engagement, which have further hampered our men and women in uniform, we can no longer do that. And it was that same little outfit of terrorists that took out that younger soldier in front of the gentleman with whom I was speaking. And I can't help but think, even though he knows he is not to blame, he still has a little bit of that survivor's guilt, and he still feels as though it's somewhat his fault, because maybe if he would have just disobeyed orders and taken that guy out, he would have been court-martialed, but that other soldier would have still been alive. That's what we force our men in uniform to think about every single time. Instead of weighing how to best achieve their objective, they have to worry about lawsuits with every squeeze of the trigger. Instead of weighing out how best to set up a chokehold, how best to set up a way to ambush terrorists, they have to be thinking about political correctness and making peace with tribes that want to kill them. That is not their obligation, nor should it be. And you wonder why people are angry. And you wonder why we have more veterans who are struggling now than ever have before. And they get less care and consideration than those who go into the military and cry about being transgendered. They immediately get service. They get a damn sex change. My grandpa couldn't even get a hearing aid because the VA told him that he was too old for it to matter, even though he sacrificed his eardrums while shooting guns on the USS Alabama. Yeah, I know a ton of stories like that, not even with elderly veterans, too. But maybe, if they just all said they were transgendered, then they would get, you know, all the hormones and the sex change and genital operations they could ever want. See, that's the screwed up priority, not just of this administration, but the ideology that it holds. That's what's screwed up. We shouldn't even be having a conversation about any of that, because they're talking about separating troops and keeping it. You don't keep your identity. No one cares if you're gay or straight. No one gives a damn. Get over yourself. No one cares if you're transgender. You either wear the uniform and crop your hair short according to your anatomy and physiology, or you get out. If you're worried about whether or not you can wear heels in service, or whether or not you can serve as a woman or a man, then the military may not be for you. Their prime objective is to kick ass. It's not a social experiment. You do it, it's doing, and all of these people who are pushing these objectives, not a single damn one of them have served. No, but they want to go and tell all the people who are out there in the desert heat eating MREs, they want to tell them how to conduct their lives. Let's kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
Well, Julian Castro doesn't seem terribly concerned that he violated, some federal law. Remember, he's part of the Castro twins down there in San Antonio, Texas. They did the Lindsay Lohan parent trap switcheroo. They're identical twins one time because one of them wanted to go to a mayoral fundraiser and the other one needed to sit in the city council's barge on the Riverwalk parade and wave at people. And so they switched and hoped no one would notice. But Houston Chronicle found out. The housing of urban development via CNN, Secretary Julian Castro violated a federal law against mixing official business with politics when he touted Hillary Clinton in an April interview with Katie Couric. The Office of Special Counsel said Monday. Castro is a top surrogate for Clinton's presidential campaign, and while not expected to be the choice, is often mentioned in the running on the list of vice presidential prospects. Well, he won't be now because he violated the Hatch Act, which prohibits federal workers acting in their official capacity from attempting to influence elections. And in the Couric interview, he appeared with the official HUD seal, was introduced as the HUD secretary, and spent the first 7 minutes focused on HUD programs before Couric and he turned to Clinton. Now, Hot Air notes that Castro's spokesperson is describing this as a, quote, inadvertent error, as though somehow he just stumbled over his words. No, he's a hack, and he screwed up, and it is a violation of federal law. But do you honestly think that anyone is going to at all, that anyone will charge him, bring to him? No, they won't, because he's special. Well, a woman with 5 previous DUIs crashed into a beer store after she consumed 8 beers and muscle relaxers. Not Florida. I know it's not. This is in Butler County, Pennsylvania. Lynn Brogy, 53. Well, she had a tough day. She was charged with a DUI, according to Penn Live. And then she said she drank 8 beers, had a bunch of muscle relaxers, and she drove right through a center line and rammed into a block wall in a parking lot of an O'Donnell's beer distributor in Oakland Township. So she's had 5 DUI charges in the past decade, the latest on July 5th. Now she has to wear an alcohol monitoring bracelet. She was not wearing it during the crash. So she's being held in Butler County Jail in lieu of $100,000 bond. I think she needs to not drive ever again anymore, you know? And in India, according to Bloomberg, I don't know, this is the weirdest story ever. Cow urine sells more than milk in India. Cow urine. Yes. They distilled urine from female cattle fetches at least as much as milk, if not more, in India. And the people who own these cattle, they don't want it to stop. It's considered sacred and a hot commodity, thanks in large part to the prime minister, who's introduced programs over the past 2 years to protect milk-producing animals and support industries derived from their waste. They say that there are a lot of about 30 home remedies that can be prepared with cow urine. That's okay. Thank you, but no thanks. I'm not into that. I mean, I appreciate that that's what y'all want to do, but no, not into that. Ooh. We have Today in Stupidity coming up, by the way. And, folks, if you do not get a good night's sleep, I mean, Christmas I know is a little bit away, but I don't know, treat yourself now. Upgrade to a Casper mattress. I did, and I sleep so great at night. First off, if you wake up in the middle of the night and you're hot, you could crank your AC down, but that's going to jack up your bill. So get rid of your heat-trapping mattress and upgrade to a Casper. You'll sleep as cool as the other side of the pillow every night. Casper was invented with 2 high-tech foams, so you're guaranteed to sleep cool and comfortable. You'll get all the support you need. Time magazine named Casper one of the best inventions of 2015. Your Casper mattress ships free in a box so small, you will not believe that it holds a mattress. So it's super simple to get from your front door to your bedroom, and they let you try it in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. So discover why I love my Casper mattress. Try yours in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com, use code Dana50 to get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, Dana50, $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention, men. It appears that size does matter when we are talking about your brain and memory. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Well, guys, the truth hurts. A recent Mayo Clinic study leaves no wiggle room. Your memory becomes worse than women's as you age. The news is even more sobering. Your brain is smaller, too. At least the part of it that controls memory, the hippocampus. It also shrinks continually from age 40 on up. It's no surprise, as your brain shrinks, memory declines. Women have the upper hand here mainly because of the protective effects of estrogen. And once again, sorry guys, there's nothing you can do about the estrogen advantage. Genetics, of course, play a role, as does a healthy lifestyle, exercise, and good nutrition. But acceptance is helpful too, especially when you were repeatedly told that you were the last one to have the car keys.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is.
Call Dana now at 844-344-3262.
Gosh, I know this whole album. This was like that. Gosh, what? I remember when this came out. Bought it with my own money. I learned every word off every song.
Yeah.
We're living on the edge. Oh, gosh. This is when they had, like, all those videos that were really good, when everybody started kind of knowing who Alicia Silverstone was. When was this? It was, like, 93? It's my sophomore year? Yeah. I think it was my sophomore year. Oh, my gosh. It was a good album. And you know he's, like, one of the nicest people ever. You know that? He's, like, supposed to be. He's, like, everything I've ever heard, he's super nice. Super nice dude. DanaRadio.com on Twitter, @DLash. Find me on Snapchat, Dana.Lash, where I just, every video is going to be the damn bear filter, because it's so funny. The face swap thing, Chris and I did this thing where we swap faces, and we sent a video to our parents, and they were like, stop it. That's so gross. Stop it. And we just, I'm going to put it up. Actually, I'll put it on Instagram. You guys can see it. They were like, no. I've been having so much fun with it. And of course, don't forget Dana on the Blaze at 5 p.m. Central and the Dana Show on Facebook. I'm on all the things and stuff. And we do Facebook Live things on the Facebook page, so make sure you check that out as well. We'll go hang out there every now and then. So all kinds of good stuff. There's a report of an officer that was shot in Kansas City. Unknown condition, hopefully. I just hope it's not another incident or another ambush or anything like that. We'll follow that story as well. In the meantime, when we come back, we have more fun stuff. It's day two of the convention. Yeah, I know. Day two of the convention. We have that for you. We also will get into, what did I tell you about women and empowerment? This is a story that's going to shove all this back in Piers Morgan's social justice warrior Huffington Post faces. Keep it here.
The Dana Show.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, police arrive, and suddenly you're on your way to the station to answer some questions. Now, pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the law and the answer to those questions. Because believe me, you don't want any surprises if a situation like this arises and the police arrive. Go to protectthemtoday.com and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that will reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect can truly be the difference between freedom or possibly a lawsuit or jail time. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at protectthemtoday.com. That's protectthemtoday.com.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Save the date, August 3rd. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 3rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WindRiver.com. Contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734 or May Saley at 530-339-7470. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 3rd, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements.
Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person and not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Attention, parents. Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the Virtual School for the North State Community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org, that's rsarts.org, or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
Hey, this is Carl Bach from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Can you imagine if, like, our founders did revolution, like, the way protesters today do? We're going to go stand around with some signs, and then we're done? Let's go home. We lost internet here for, like, how long? 3 minutes? And we immediately went to cannibalism because we just didn't know what to do. We're like, oh, my gosh, it's done. The world is over. And we ate a person. Just sorry about that. Crazy.
A toothpick, Sylvia.
DanaRadio.com. Here in just a second, we're going to talk about how the St. Louis City is being hostile to gun storage. Don't forget, Dana on the Blaze at 5 p.m. Central. And I am not at the convention because I did my time for primaries and caucuses, and I'm in the middle of a book tour, and it's just not going to happen with all the travel because people have asked and sent emails, and it's easier to just say it like this than reply back. So as you know, we live in Dallas, Texas. Can move down here, too. But St. Louis is my hometown. Missouri is my home state, born and raised. All my family's there. One of the things, because I lived in the city, like I lived minutes from the stadium, the baseball stadium. Well, it's Busch Stadium. Not, you know, I miss old Busch Stadium. I still like the new place. There's not a bad seat in the house. But you can't, even as sketchy as it has been getting in St. Louis, because crime rate has been going up, you can't carry a firearm in there. And so it's always been weird whenever you go to games and that, and you can't carry your firearm in there. And then you have to, because you know how the parking situation is? Like, you have to go into that one parking spot. Like, the one lot that we always ended up was the one that was, like, under the bridge, way out in rape land, you know, way, way out there. And it's, like, freaky, you know, particularly if, when I would ever go down there with my girlfriends, it's just, you know, there's just not enough law enforcement to watch out all everywhere and be absolutely everywhere. And so this is people who are permitted, like I am. I had my permit in Missouri as well. Everyone, we didn't want to leave him in our cars because we didn't want him to get stolen, so it was just not a good situation. Well, there's an effort, and I think this is actually a pretty good idea. An entrepreneur wanted to launch a mobile gun storage truck. So if you were going to the game, you were going to the hockey game, you were going to the baseball game, you were going wherever, can't go to a football game no more, then you could go in and you would be able to store your firearm. I'm trying to see the downside of this. You would be able to store the firearm and you would be able to go in and be able to get your firearm, you know, back. And so now they're kind of getting the runaround from the city because the city hates the Second Amendment. That's kind of, everybody knows that. They don't like the Second Amendment. So they're giving them the runaround. Justin Holsey is, he's the entrepreneur that is behind this. You know, you've heard of food trucks. What about a mobile gun storage truck, right? And you could just deposit and store your piece before you would go into a gun-free zone. Justin joins us on the phone right now. Welcome to the program. And, I mean, to me, I'm trying to see a downside to this, and so far I can't. And for people like me who lived in the city, and I loved to go to stuff downtown, that was always like a big concern because everywhere down there is a gun-free zone.
That's true, Dana. Thanks for having me on today.
So you applied, you wanted to, I know there's a petition that has been started up, you applied. Tell me about your effort to kind of launch this, because from what I hear from other individuals, and of course you've gone to the print media about this too, you're not really getting any specific answers, and they're just kind of running, giving you the runaround. What's going on?
Absolutely. It's been roadblock after roadblock, and I mean, since it's such a new idea and a new concept, they really don't know how to approach it, so they just keep giving me the runaround. So I'm trying to do every effort I can to try to stay within law to allow CCW holders, because they made good life decisions, the affordability to be able to protect themselves and their family when they come down.
So you had, from what I had read, you were able to get, you were going to park this out, what, by patios? And it was going to be an armored
Correct.
Truck? And it was going to be on a lot by patios. Tell me how this works.
Yeah, I went for an occupancy permit. At first, they told me they couldn't issue me a vending license. I couldn't put it on the street. So I went for an occupancy permit under patios, using their occupancy permit to piggyback to be able to operate off of their lot. So when I went in for the occupancy permit, they told me just get a notarized letter from the lot owner saying I was conducting business on his lot. Well, before I could even go down there to file the conditional use permit to be able to operate off of his lot, he was threatened with stripping away his occupancy permit, so he couldn't even conduct business.
Why would they even threaten him with that? Just seems insane to me. I mean, because go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. They say that the occupancy permit that he has for his restaurant, this style of business doesn't fall under it, which I don't understand how I'm any different than a code check, and restaurants have code checks. So, I mean, we store all valuables, firearms included. So
right.
All I'm trying to do is stop it from happening, stolen firearms downtown, and people being able to protect themselves. So
yeah, I mean, you would think that because you're not selling anything, so you wouldn't need specifically for this business, you wouldn't need an FFL. You're not doing any, I mean, the only thing you're doing is storing their firearm. That's it. You're not selling anything. You're not doing anything of that nature. And you
Correct.
Would think that at least, I would think law enforcement, I would think the mayor's office. What have you heard? Have you heard anything from St. Louis City Police? Have you heard anything from the mayor's office on this? Because this seems like something that, you know, they should like.
Yeah, and that's the Police Officers Association. I talked to Jeff Roeder, and he's fully on board with it, and that's what they're looking at. I think they look at it as an image problem, like seeing that maybe it makes the city look bad that we would actually need this. But I think it's totally opposite. I think how can we do to protect our citizens and protect yourself would be brought to the table and utilized. But, I mean, like you said before, you know, you launched that, the city's not very pro-second friendly.
Yeah.
So it makes things a little touchy on how to go about doing it. And, try, you know, it's one of those, do I get a municipal lawyer? And then all the municipal lawyers are tied in with downtown. So who do I really trust? And it's just
right.
a nightmare, you know.
Yeah, it's an incestuous rat nest downtown with all of this stuff. And I would think, because I remember specifically the St. Louis police chief down there, Sam Dotson, gave a speech. I think this was right around Ferguson, and had said, we have to make sure that we reduce the number of stolen guns. Okay, well, this is a fantastic way to do it, because he had even said, and I remember in that same speech, he was talking about how difficult it is to keep everything safe, and they were addressing the fact that crime was on the increase. Well, this makes people feel secure. You have their firearms are protected, and it prevents the increase of stolen weapons if people are going to games. I can't see why they wouldn't get on board with this, unless it's just strictly a political prejudice.
And that's probably what it is. I mean, their donations and constituents, in fact, and I mean, it's both legal and political, which I'm just a small town guy from St. Louis and grew up in the city. I just tried to do, you know, prior service veteran that's just trying to do what he can do to be able to afford the ability for CCW holders to be able to come down to a game and feel protected. I mean, the
right.
biggest question is how many people are not coming downtown? How much revenue is the city losing because people don't feel safe? Now, is it the elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about? Well, let's talk about it. It's a problem, reaction, solution. And the first part of solving any problem is to figure out you have a problem.
Right. No, I completely agree with this. And I think that this, I mean, to me, like I said, I don't see a downside with this at all. And I was one of those people. I mean, I lived in McKinley Heights. And so I was, you know, we're right there by the city. And I loved going to games. But at the same time, particularly when we saw the crime rate increase, there were times, honestly, that I would think twice. There were certain times I would think twice
yeah.
before going downtown, because I'm like, I can't carry anything in here. I'm not leaving it in my car. So, you know, I guess I'm just not going to go tonight. And my girlfriends and I stopped going. We just stopped going anymore. And so you hit something there. It's like, how much revenue are they losing? Because there are a lot of concealed carry permit holders in Missouri. And a lot of them probably want to be able to go downtown and go to the games. And I have family members that won't go because they can't carry. And I think that seems to me, you know, like a great way of going about it. So you have a petition that's out there. What can people do to maybe put a little bit of pressure on city leadership besides signing the petition? What do you need from folks?
Yeah, I mean, we put out at mobilesafestorage@gmail.com. If you would write an email, you know, displaying, you know, how this would benefit the city for you to come downtown and actually enjoy your time down here. So that's a huge help. If you want to call the NRA, I'm a member, and get a lawyer down here that's good at municipal law that can actually, because I go in there by myself and they just give me the runaround. But if we had somebody that was a little bit higher and had a little bit more backing to where it was forced to be dealt with, would be a huge, huge blessing.
Yeah. Well, I can see what kind of cane I can raise as well, because I think this is a good idea. And like I said, you know, we go back to St. Louis quite a bit. We have family there. There's nothing I love better than going to see the Cardinals play in our stadium, God's team, you know. And I just,
yeah.
I feel uncomfortable doing it, particularly after Ferguson and the crime rate. If I can't be my own first responder, because law enforcement can't be everywhere. And we know that St. Louis police, you know, God bless them, they're doing everything that they can, but they're having a recruiting problem, particularly after everything with Ferguson. So they can't be, they don't have the numbers to be everywhere that they're needed to be. And to me, I think
correct.
This is a good idea. What was that email that you gave out? mobilesafestorage@gmail.com. Send a nice email
yep.
in support. And then we'll put some stuff out online as well about all of this. And, I mean, hopefully this would, you know, I would love to see this happen. So we hope that this actually goes through and that maybe the mayor reconsiders, although I know he doesn't want to lose, you know, it's an image thing for him. So hopefully he can get over that.
Yeah, and this is bringing, like I've said from day one, it's who do we need to bring to the table? What public safety, who needs to come together so we can fit a criteria? And I'll check that box. Everything you need me to do, I'll check. But at least get us all to the table so we all come together and figure out how we can come up with the best solution, working with police department, the law enforcement, everybody to the table. So this can be utilized not only just in our city, in other cities as well.
Right, absolutely. Well, best of luck to you, and we're going to watch this. Justin Holsey, who is with Mobile Safe Storage, mobilesafestorage@gmail.com. Send them an email in support, and we're going to put some information out there about how you can help maybe bend the city's ear on this one. Justin, thanks so much.
And Dana, if you could have them hit the Facebook page and show us some support on our Facebook at Mobile Safe Storage, at Facebook would be great too.
Will do. Thank you, Justin.
And
yeah,
thank
this
you
is a great
so much.
Idea. Of course. Yeah, thanks for doing this because this is a great solution to this. I think this is a really good idea. Thanks so much again. And we'll put that information out there. Folks, the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association, look, this is, you know what, this might actually be something I can forward to the USCCA because this is right up their alley. They're all about, it's literally the United States Concealed Carry Owners Association. And they've been helping individuals understand what their rights are and what to do, not before, because we've all undergone training and we know what to do before, and we have to use our firearm in self-defense, but in terms of the legalities after, do you know what to expect? Do you know what to say to police if you're forced to use your firearm to defend your life or the life of your family? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to these questions because you don't want any surprises when police arrive. We live in a new era where criminals are litigious. I mean, there are stories, it seems like every month, where someone tries to do someone harm and then that person defends themselves, the criminal gets hurt, and then the criminal actually sues and in some cases has won against the people that they actually tried to attack or attacked. I know, it's insane. But that's the litigious world we live in. Go to protectthemtoday.com and you'll get a copy of the USCCA's free guide that will reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. Because after a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect is the difference between you being at home in your own bed that night, maybe spending time in a jail cell, or dealing with a lawsuit from someone who is mad that you defended your life and they got hurt in the process. Go to protectthemtoday.com. Get your copy of this free guide from the USCCA.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail. You know, bills. But by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Buy in. Quicken Loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
As we head into the summer this year, all I can think about is being outside and exercising and doing fun stuff with my family every chance I get. It's that one time of the year that I want to make sure that my energy level is at its peak so I can enjoy all the fun stuff. Do you feel like you're dragging and you need more energy? If you haven't joined me yet in the Super Beats Revolution, what are you waiting for? You've heard me say it over and over. Beets are a nutrition goldmine. I love that I'm doing something healthy and I have amazing all-day energy and stamina. I take Super Beats every day. I've been using this product for over a year and it works. I can feel the energy that it gives me within 20 minutes and I want you to feel it too. Call 1-800-664-5617 or visit DanaShootsBeats.com. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get the free book Beat the Odds and free shipping on the whole thing. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, DanaShootsBeats.com.
Attention parents, Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the Virtual School for the North State Community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through 8th grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org, that's rsarts.org, or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I hope you will join me at the annual WWCB Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, sponsored by Reading VFW Post 1934, Saturday, July 30th, starting at 2 p.m. We're going to be at the Veterans Hall. Tickets are only $10.
Call VFW Post 1934 at 241-9168, 241-9168, or visit vfwpost1934.org.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays, or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
If it's happening, Dana's on it.
It's on.
The Dana Show.
DanaRadio.com. Dana on the Blaze, 5 p.m. Central, at DLash on Twitter, Dana.Lash on Snapchat, The Dana Show on Facebook. Good grief. You know what I realized? I was actually putting something up on Instagram on break, and I was looking at the little animal emojis. So you got a chicken. Is this a stupid penguin head? Is that it? You got a pigeon, a chicken, a penguin, a chick. Is that a chick or is that a canary? I don't know. A baby chick. How come there ain't no eagle? Oh, and then you got not only a chicken and egg, but then you have a chick that's out of the egg. But you don't have an eagle. You have a puffer fish, some other type of fish stuff, something I don't know. No eagle. How come? You got a turkey, and then you got a dove, a turkey, and a chicken, still no eagle. I mean, what's up with this? You got a dragon, but you don't have an eagle? You have two dragons, by the way. How come there's no eagle on this? That's what I don't get. You know how many times I wanted to have an eagle, use an eagle emoji? And I'm like, oh, no. And I'm not, it's just completely, whatever I was going to do with an eagle emoji is completely undercut by the selections that are available to me. I feel microaggressed. I'm just saying. They already took away one of my gun emojis. So, you have a handgun emoji, you can't have a rifle emoji. I'm just saying, because sometimes maybe you just want the rifle emoji. Is it that hard? You have all these different... you have stupid... There's room that you could put an eagle emoji in here. Why isn't there an eagle emoji? I don't get that. You have everything else under the sun, but you don't have that. The more I talk about it, I actually do get kind of what the heck? You know what I mean? The more... And then there's this, one graphic that's just... I guess that's supposed to be fog? That's stupid. That's dumb. Some of the stuff, I don't even know what this is. What's this green soup emoji? What is that? Heavens. I don't know. I find that a little aggravating. But yeah, I need a rifle emoji. All I have is one gun. Oh, great, I have a knife. And I have a dagger. Okay. I have a sword. That's it? Good heavens. Anyway, so I just thought I'd... Does anybody else ever... apparently I'm the only person that has ever thought about that. Okay. That's all right. You go ahead and you let Dana just hang out there. That's all right. Whew. Here's the story I was telling you about a little earlier. A two-time rapist was shot dead by his ex-girlfriend after he violated a protective order. Guns.com reported how a 43-year-old man with a criminal history was fatally shot this past Saturday night. He broke into his ex-girlfriend's home in Litchfield, Kentucky. The woman was not publicly identified. She told law enforcement that Patrick Dwayne Decker showed up at her house just after 9 p.m. He began banging loudly on her door and windows. The woman grabbed a handgun, and that's when Decker busted down the front door. He unlawfully entered her home, and she shot him multiple times after warnings. After he was shot, he turned and ran a few hundred feet before he collapsed. That's when the woman called police. When Grayson County Sheriff's deputies arrived, they found Decker lying on the ground. He was shot once in the chest and pronounced dead on the scene by the county coroner. Now, the Decker and the victim were once involved romantically, but it came to an end, and the woman had already filed an order of protection against Decker. But the restraining order was recently amended to allow him to stay with his parents, who live next door to her. So he still couldn't contact her, and with good reason, because he's a registered sex offender with two prior convictions for first-degree rape, which state statutes defined as non-consensual by force, and against a victim who was physically incapacitated or under the age of 12. His criminal history also includes assault, kidnapping, and burglary. This is what I was talking about, Huffington Post and Piers Morgan. Women do use guns and can use and will use guns to defend themselves. Get over it. Today in stupidity, what do we got?
Okay, now MSNBC has a female. Her name is Joy Reid, and they, of course, RNC, you know Joy. At the RNC, they're standing around doing their commentary, and she's quoted as saying, apparently was hostile for people of color at the RNC yesterday, and it was not inclusive. So let's hear what she says.
Melania Trump's speech was the first of the night that didn't have the subtext that Ovik Roy put out on his social media, which was that brown people are dangerous, which was the kind of subtext of the rest of the night. There was a lot of really angry rhetoric, a lot of talk about murder and death and tying it all back to immigrants, tying it all back to illegal migration. And there was a really hard-edged theme. I mean, Rudy Giuliani screamed his entire speech. We had the audience made to cheer the police officers in the Freddie Gray case. There were these surreal moments that felt very base-oriented, but also not expansionist, not open, not inclusive, and sort of hostile. If you're a person of color,
right,
this was a
weird...
Oh, yeah. I just can't stand these. I can't. Just stop it. Just stop it. Folks, that does it for today. Dana on the Blaze, 5 p.m. Central, back with you tomorrow.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
The Backroom Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Donald Trump has capped a dramatic rise in the Republican Party by being nominated for president at the GOP convention in Cleveland. Trump addressed the delegates briefly via a video link.
I'm so proud to be your nominee for President of the United States. I look forward to sharing my thoughts with you on Thursday night on how we build a brighter and more hopeful future for all Americans.
Delegates on the floor broke into cheers and waved signs as the song New York, New York played. Trump received 1,725 delegates in the state-by-state roll call. Texas Senator Ted Cruz was the runner-up with 475 delegates. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie told the convention Hillary Clinton simply cannot be elected president.
We know exactly what 4 years of Hillary Clinton will bring, all the failures of the Obama years, but with less charm and more lies.
About 300 officers from more than a dozen law enforcement agencies are patrolling on bicycles in downtown Cleveland during the convention. Police departments across the country are ordering officers to pair up after ambush attacks left 8 officers dead in Texas and Louisiana. Brian O'Neill is with the Denver Police Protective Association.
I think that the two-man cars are a great idea. You have somebody, you have your cover right there with you. You have two sets of eyes.
Baltimore police began sending two squad cars to every call received. Los Angeles has ordered more of its helicopters to patrol the skies. A diverse crowd of hundreds has attended a rally supporting law enforcement officers at Baton Rouge Police Headquarters. The police station is a mile from where three officers were shot to death Sunday morning. Israeli police say they are stepping up security measures for this week's so-called homosexual pride parade in Jerusalem after a deadly attack at last year's festivities. Police say hundreds of officers will guard the marchers and will conduct security checks at entrances to the parade route. The parade is on Thursday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Bill Bennett here to tell you about Augusta Precious Metals. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? I know I would, and you can't do that with stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, enjoys a 98% five-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free 1-855-222-5882 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call toll-free 1-855-222-5882. That's 1-855-222-5882. Or visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com.
Maryland is joining New York and Massachusetts in a legal action against Volkswagen, Audi, Porsche over diesel emission cheating.
The lawsuits allege the German automaker and its affiliates broke state environmental laws by selling vehicles equipped with software which concealed true emissions in order to pass government tests. The suit seeks substantial penalties based partially on a calculation of the duration of the alleged violations. Volkswagen says it's regrettable that states are suing while it is in talks with authorities about a national resolution over the emissions scandal.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. North Korea says it has test-fired ballistic rockets as part of a simulated preemptive attack on South Korea. The tests were an apparent reference to the three ballistic missile launches that Seoul says North Korea conducted on Tuesday. Leader Kim Jong-un guided the launches and expressed his satisfaction with them. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Boris Johnson said some of his outspoken comments have been taken out of context as he faced hostile questions in his first press conference as foreign secretary.
Boris Johnson was bombarded with hostile questions about his past views. One U.S. correspondent asked if he would take back what he'd said. Another accused him of lying during the EU referendum and asked how the U.S. could believe anything he said. Mr. Johnson refused to apologize, insisting his words had been taken out of context, and claimed everyone he'd met so far in the job understood that. Standing alongside him during this was the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, who at times winced at the robust questioning.
The BBC's James Landell. A 17-year-old Afghan asylum seeker vowing revenge on these infidels went on an axe and knife rampage on a train in southern Germany, wounding five people before being shot and killed by police. The Islamic State group has claimed him as one of their soldiers. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Dan Rather.
In his six-decade journalism career, Dan Rather has interviewed presidents, senators, newsmakers from all walks of life.
Jonathan, congratulations to you. You have one of the best and most popular radio talk shows in the country, and that's no small accomplishment, and I salute you for it.
You know what? I'm going to do a Dan Ratherism. You know what I say about you, Dan Rather? You are a long-distance runner and an all-day hunter. Yeah, that is you, man.
Wait a minute. Walters, you can see.
I don't know what's going on, but this, Walter, these are security people apparently around Dan. Walter, and obviously getting roughed up.
We tried to talk to the man, and we got bodily pushed out of the way. This is the kind of thing that's been going on. I didn't do very well.
I think we've got a bunch of thugs here, Dan.
This is 1968 Democratic Convention. All hell was breaking loose outside the convention hall. In the convention hall, the late Mayor Richard Daley was trying to keep control. So he had some civilian-dressed goons, really, to help him keep control of the convention floor. They began escorting. I had no idea. This was early at the convention. These goons, there was a delegate. He had a delegate badge on. They had him by both arms and his feet off the floor and were rushing him out of the hall. Look, I'm a reporter. This is a story. Here's a delegate being rushed out of the hall.
Right.
So I tried to interview the delegate and say, what's going on here? The security guys didn't want any interviews. They didn't want any attention called to this. So they first tried to brush me aside, and then one of them punched me right in the gut, right in the solar plexus, knocked me down. He knocked me down like Muhammad Ali knocked down Liston, and he punched me on the floor because they wanted to hustle that delegate out. Now, as it turned out, we found out later what had happened is that the orders had been given that everybody was to stay in their seats. This guy, who was a delegate from Georgia, had to go to the bathroom. He needed to go to the men's room. He got up to go to the men's room, and these goons that had been hired to keep control said, you got to get back in your seat. The guy, in effect, had said, well, wait a minute, I'm a delegate, I can go any place I damn well please. And that's when the trouble started. But I didn't punch anybody, I got punched.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm glad you cleared that up myself. Dan Rather punched the guy because he wanted to go to the bathroom. That wouldn't have gone down well in history. I don't know. I like that ending that was in my head about what happened in the 68 convention better. The only thugs right now at the Republican convention were the state that wanted to stop Trump and couldn't do it. Roll call! Call the vote! Roll call the vote! Bye, Colorado. Bye, Iowa. Thanks for trying. And, Buzz, you were right. Now, you said yesterday that I would laugh whenever I mentioned that Scott Baio was going to be there. And he was going to speak. Chachi was going to speak at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. At the Q, baby! We're calling it the Q. I thought, I snickered maybe because Scott Baio and he was in Joni Loves Chachi, etc., what have you. But I was not laughing at Scott Baio. He's an American.
Yes, he is.
And he knows what it's like to be. This is the way they talked every speech last night. It was some riveting stuff. And he knows what it's like to be an American. He delivered a really fine piece of material last night.
But for you first-time voters, it's important for you to know what it means to be an American. It doesn't mean getting free stuff. It means sacrificing, winning, losing, failing, succeeding, and sometimes doing the things you don't want to do, including the hard work, in order to get where you want to be. And that's what it means to be an American.
Yeah! Scott Baio, he was very good. Very good. Chachi was delivering last night.
He's a good dancer, too.
And a good dancer. Scott Baio, Chachi.
We can go for Hillary Clinton.
Oh, I thought they were going to clap for that. It seems, wouldn't that have been elicit a, yeah, good idea.
Ooh, nice turnaround.
Whoops, Chachi goes, whoops, wrong convention. Nice turnaround. Hey, we could go for it.
We can go for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, great, good idea. The one to kill my son. Yeah, that's pretty, yeah. Wouldn't that be weird just to play a big giant punk prank on Chachi? He gets up there and he says, we can go for Hillary Clinton. And the whole Quicken's Arena just goes, yeah. Then he'd be like, Well, I got to change up here a bit. This ain't right.
We can go for Hillary Clinton, who wants to continue the same policies that are wrecking this country. Policies that make us unsafe. A woman who somehow feels that she's entitled to the presidency, that she's somehow owed it. Or we can go for Donald Trump.
Okay.
A man doing this from the goodness of his heart and genuinely wants to help. A man who knows how to get things done. A man who says what he means and means what he says.
Right.
An orange man.
But yeah, he is orange. To me, what's really, and I'm being serious about what's really interesting and very, very apparent. You watch the Navy SEAL, you watch Marcus Luttrell, the lone survivor. You watch him, you watch Patricia Smith, you watch her talking about her son in Benghazi. You watch the Duck Dynasty guy and Scott Baio. And then it was like Duck Dynasty guy, Scott Baio, and then Rick Perry came out. And the difference is very, very apparent. In a real human being, the ones that are appealing to, that Trump is appealing to, and these politicians. I'm watching the Navy SEAL, Marcus Luttrell. I'm watching Scott Baio. I'm watching Willie Robertson from Duck Dynasty. And, you know, whether you like what they say or you didn't like, they were just talking like people.
Right.
Just talking like me. Then Rick Perry gets up. Let me tell you a story. And I go, right away, you can smell a politician a mile away. And I hate politicians. I just hate them all. So to see a real person, I mean, here's Willie Robertson. He gets up. He's got the American flag wrapped around his head. And he's talking about the wives. Willie Robertson's wife and Trump's wife.
I've always said that me and Mr. Trump have three things in common. We're both successful businessmen, although I flew commercial here, so I'm guessing he didn't.
Right.
We both have had hit television shows. And we both have intelligent wives who are much better looking than we are. Are you cheering because we're ugly?
And then Rick Perry gets up, blah, 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 blah. And as Charlie Daniels once said, Willie Robertson.
This ain't no rag, it's a flag, and we don't wear it on our
head. This ain't no rag, it's a flag. I'm surprised he didn't get any heat on that for social media, wearing a flag around his head. Are you supposed to do that? I didn't know. I've had a flag hat once. I don't know. Are you not supposed to? Wait, I have a flag hat now? Well, there's a flag emblem on a hat.
I had a flag pair of pants once.
Oh, man, I'd pay any money to see that.
I know. If I could find it.
Flag, like bell-bottom flag pants?
Yep.
Awesome. Yep. Willie Nelson and Willie Robertson and, of course, Donald Trump do have trophy wives. That was established last night.
A friend of mine has a trophy wife, but apparently it wasn't first place.
Right. 844-4JB-SHOW, direct line to a good time, 844, the number, 4JB-SHOW, 452-7469, 844, toll free around America, America! BradMeyerShow@gmail.com for the email, and you can stream it all day long on BradMeyerShow.com and get the podcast in your hand, uninterrupted, that way, uninterrupted, click play on demand, in your hand, free, daily. In your email, every day. We'll check with the delegate. Stella was there for her first time, the 80-year-old. To see what she thought about the craziness when we come back.
Hey, it's me, your car. No, it's not the voice of your car phone or your GPS that gives you driving directions. I'm sorry to interrupt your tunes, but we need to talk. Take a look around. I'm not the new car I used to be. The season's dirt and mud really did a number on my carpet here. And that iced coffee you spilled, hoo-hoo, that didn't help. And with the rain showers and all, I know it's going to be a real mud bath in here. So do me a favor and get a set of WeatherTech floor liners. Got it? Now, how about a wash and detail? What do you say?
WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners keep your vehicle's carpet safe from spills and messes. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America.
If it could talk, your vehicle would thank you. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MAT. WeatherTech. Complete protection, completely American-made.
Yeah, the TV went out last night. Daddy's going to get a new one today.
We often replace TVs and other electronics as soon as something goes wrong. Your smoke and carbon monoxide alarms are no different. When's the last time you replaced the alarms in your home? Kidde is worry-free smoke and CO alarms have a sealed-in lithium battery, offering 10 years of protection and eliminating late-night low-battery chirp for the life of the alarm. Don't wait. Buy Kidde is worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Getting started is absolutely free, so call now, 855-858-5807. Call toll-free, 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs.
Napa Know-How! Napa has the family of Castro Motor Oils on sale starting at $3.39 a quart for conventional. So if you drive a family hauler, a cruiser, a grocery getter, a midlife crisis mobile, a clunker, a sweet van, or anything else you don't have to plug in at night, Napa has a Castro oil on sale for you starting at $3.39 a quart. That's Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage. Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-915-1169. 800-915-1169.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares.
Call 800-915-1169. 800-915-1169.
Do you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the student loan programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster they can help. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or loan consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. Loan forgiveness specialists are standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about federal student loan payments. This information can change your life. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810. Not available in North Dakota. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Donald Trump.
Hello, Johnny.
You will be beholden to no man. That is the beauty.
I know politicians better than anybody. I know how to deal with foreign countries better than anybody. Our trade deals are horrible. We're going to bring our jobs back to our country. We're going to make things in our country again. You know, we're losing all our jobs, and that's not going to happen with me, Johnny. It's not going to happen with me. So you have a big viewership, and I know that almost all of them are going to be voting for me, and that's good.
Talk unhinged.
Well, we know one person who's going to vote for him. Already cast her vote. Stella! How you doing, Stella?
I'm doing wonderful.
Stella Kosnecki.
How's your day going?
It's going. I just started it. I'm not quite sure, but I guarantee it's going to be a good one. Stella, 80 years old, in Cleveland to cast her ballot as a Trump delegate at the Republican National Convention. I remember the first time we talked, you thought the Stop Trump movement was despicable. They tried it again last night. What's your opinion about that?
Oh, I guess everyone has the right to try to change the rules. Hang on just a minute.
Sure. Are you in Cleveland? Are you in a hotel room right now?
I was just trying to get up the steps into the bus. We're going.
You're
going
to talk to me in the bus?
But anyway, we were not too disturbed over that. It was kind of exciting for a little while, but we knew that they did not have enough votes to make a change. So it worked out all right.
So how many people are on the bus right now?
Yes.
Well, how many people are on that bus right now? So the bus is taking you right now back to the queue.
This bus will fill up completely. I don't know, probably. I don't know, it's a good-sized bus. We're going out to the yacht club. They're taking us out to the yacht club for lunch.
Oh, look at this. Nice. Imagine if you recall yesterday, Stella Kosnicki, the 80-year-old in Cleveland, casting her vote, a delegate there at the convention. Yesterday, she was at the House of Blues for a nice brunch. Today, she's on her way to the yacht club. Right. Only in America. See what I mean? Fantastic. It's fantastic. Yeah. Hey, Stella, let me ask you about this because the hoopla of this Melania speech being stolen from Michelle Obama, you know, that seems to be now the news that comes out of the first night of the convention. What did you think about that? Did you even realize it, or did you realize it when you woke up today?
Yes, I know it now. I haven't saw it on the news. I think it's perfectly silly.
Silly is all. That's right.
Something like that.
That's right. Just silly. Well, let's hear. First of all, let me hear a little bit of her speech, and we'll see where it went wrong here.
Hello, I'm Melania.
Oh, this is.
This is my tight dress.
Oh, no, that's not it.
Thank you.
That is not it.
When people call me a trophy wife,
no.
That's silly.
No, that's not it.
That's Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, you have an actor. You have the wrong. That could not be the exact speech. I
think. Darn it.
No, no, it is not. Okay. I don't believe it is. All right.
I don't believe so either.
That, see, and Stella Kosnecki, delegate there in Cleveland, does not believe it either. All right, let's listen to the comparison.
Barack and I were raised with so many of the same values. Like, you work hard for what you want in life.
My parents impressed on me the values that you work hard for what you want in life.
That your word is your bond, that you do what you say you're going to do.
That your word is your bond, and you do what you say and keep your promise.
That you treat people with dignity and respect.
That you treat people with respect.
Because we want our children and all children in this nation to know that the only limit to the height of your achievements is the reach of your dreams and your willingness to work hard for them.
Because we want our children in this nation to know that the only limit to your achievements is the strength of your dreams and your willingness to work for them.
Well, all sounded original to me.
I said the same exact thing to my kid last week.
That's right. I mean, but the thing is, the way that you, is that what really comes out of that convention? Stella, obviously, while you're watching that last night on the floor there in Cleveland as a delegate, you weren't thinking that. What did you come away with? When, you know, people go to a good show or whatever, they walk away with, hey, that was awesome. What were you talking about on the bus back to the hotel last night? What did you say? That speech was awesome. Which one?
Well, I thought the whole evening was fantastic last night. She was the star of the show, of course. But Rudy Giuliani spoke, and he just set the crowd on fire. And the sheriff,
Sheriff Clark out of Milwaukee.
Yeah. Sheriff Clark spoke about
Blue Lives Matter.
Living in blue. Yes.
Yeah.
And a lot of the entire evening was about, except for Melania's speech, was about safety and things like that, security.
Yeah.
And it was just a fantastic evening. I'm so glad I could be there and be a part of it.
You're definitely lucky, and you're absolutely right. How about that girl that sang the national anthem, the girl with cerebral palsy?
Oh, wasn't she fantastic?
Oh, my God, she was just beautiful. Blind, cerebral palsy, uh-huh. She comes out, and the room, there was many moments in the convention last night, at least from where we could see it on television, Stella, where people were crying, you know, Patricia Smith talking about her son in Benghazi, Marcus
yes.
Luttrell. I mean, it was like, wow, you're right. And then you get I just don't like the politicians. I don't like Rick Perry. I don't like any of them. I just don't.
Yeah. And the two Navy SEALs who were at Benghazi.
Yeah, they were funny.
What happened?
No, they were funny. Tell it they weren't, because he said when the firing started, his partner put some cotton in his ear. It looked like a tampon sticking out of his ear.
Yeah.
He said that. And then the guy looks at him like, are you nuts? We're 30 million people are watching this.
Yeah, it looked like when the firing started, you know, and it looked like a tampon was sticking out of his ear.
I'll save that story for later.
Yeah, right. They're Navy SEALs, for God's sake. Oh, my God. So, Stella, if you had to pick a moment, and I certainly don't think it was Melania was the moment. I don't. I think there was some right in the beginning there. I wanted to turn it off, and then I was like, I couldn't turn it off. It was just riveting. Most of it. The real people. So if you had to pick one moment, what would you say?
One moment?
How about when Trump came out with the giant shadow behind the giant scrim with We Are the Champions?
Yes. Oh, yeah. when Mr. Trump showed up, that was unexpected. Well, to me it was, anyway, and most of the crowd. But then to see his silhouette, and you knew in a blink who it was. And then he came out and introduced his wife, Melania.
Yeah, he came out, Zindelicious. He came out, right,
moment.
He came out and he had the big giant scrim behind him, and he came out in shadow just to introduce his wife, and she did a good job. I know you're on the bus. We'll check back with you later, Stella. Have fun at the yacht club.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I don't know. Bye-bye.
He will never, ever give up. And most importantly, he will never, ever let you down.
She also stole from Rick Astley in that song.
It's Jonathan Brandmeier.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
There
there are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades, and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar. Maybe able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Call Brandmeier, 844-4-JB-SHOW, 844-4-JB-SHOW.
It sounds like a scam.
This is Brandmeier.
Hello, world. This is Colin Jost, and you're listening to Brandmeier. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. My German heritage is failing me.
That is correct, Colin Jost. Colin Jost will be doing some special reports. Colin Jost from Weekend Update, Saturday Night Live. They're on summer break. And he will be with Michael Che doing two special editions of Weekend Update. They're going to return to the anchor desk to recap the action of the Democratic and Republican National Conventions, NBC announced yesterday. The first Colin Jost Weekend Update will be July 20 at the... Is that tomorrow? That's tomorrow. After the Republican National Convention wraps, then on July 27th at the Democratic Convention in Philly. And then they will also serve as special correspondents on the Today Show. So a special Weekend Update, our man Colin Jost, Michael Che, on the Today Show, and a special updates from NBC. Yesterday, as we returned from vacation, Buzz, of course, spending... I said yesterday that Buzz spent... after the show, I go, Buzz spends every, for 20 years, Buzz has gone to make, and then somebody said, no, it was somebody, I'll tell you who it was. It was the old lady. No, he said 30. Every, you spent 30 years, every year for 30 years, you've spent in the same Jamaican resort in Sandals.
No, it's not quite that. It is not quite that, but it's almost that. And it's actually, I've been going to Jamaica even a little bit longer than that.
Really?
Since as a kid.
Okay.
And I went down there when I was in my, as a kid. This place is the greatest.
There's something about the low-paced, slow-paced lifestyle. What is it that drives you to it?
There's two speeds. There's slow and there's stop.
Well, yeah. Everything going to be all right, man.
Yeah,
all right, well, that's why these people send these songs about whatever they hear here. Brandmeier Show. @gmail.com. This one is called, anyway, I'm sorry to set it up, though. This Buzz goes down there, and he sees a guy with a trophy wife or a sugar daddy and a whore. I don't know what she was, and he was eyeing her up, holding her.
I was thinking, one of the points that I think I failed to make yesterday was when I first saw them in the gym on the bikes exercising.
Do you know that you can't even start talking about this without me laughing?
I just can't stop.
I just picture you. You're in a gym in Jamaica, and you see this woman, and she's so hot, but you can't see her because you're looking at her from behind. She's on a bicycle,
right.
And there's an old man next to her, and you know that they're not together.
But and yet they are.
And yet they are,
they're
right.
They're financially bound, we believe. That's our what we decided. But what I want to impress upon everyone is not only does this girl know the mechanics of the Heimlich maneuver, but I've never seen anyone work harder on a bicycle in my life. And I'm not kidding. She was on there for at least 20 minutes that I saw. And, I mean, a lot of that time was spent doing hardcore interval work.
Wow.
I mean, she was... And that is a professional taking care of herself with her eye on the future.
Taking care of her temple.
That's right.
That's right. She's up there. She's on the bike. She's just riding.
Do you think it's easy being the hottest girl on the property? No, it is not.
Except for your wife, of course, you meant.
Well, of course.
Yes.
Of that,
yeah, what did you just say? I thought I was your hot property. I'm the trophy wife, but I'm second place. Wait, I always screw that joke up. Wait a minute. I want to make sure I get Stephen Wright is proper. But in this, Steve, do you understand why you crack me up? Because I'm thinking to myself, Buzz is on vacation, but he's fixated on this one thing. This woman. Well, here's the trophy wife, Joe.
A friend of mine has a trophy wife, but apparently it wasn't first place.
That's it. A trophy wife wasn't first place. That's better than saying second place, which I just said. Yeah. Okay, right. So there you are. You're in the gym. And then you later on, you still don't get a good look at her face, but without being creepy, you can't get in front of her. And by the way, you can hear the whole conversation if you have the podcast, uninterrupted, brandmeiershow.com, yesterday's show. So the point is, then he goes to dinner, and he sees her and her old sugar daddy man choking.
Right.
And Buzz thinks this is his moment. Yeah. I'm going to get up there, and I am going to give that man the Heimlich maneuver and maybe get a little,
Who knows? Who knows? You
know, something on the side.
Who knows what door that opens?
Are you the man that saved my sugar daddy?
Yes, I am.
Or maybe, should I be honest with you, what I thought about?
What?
She would have been very upset with you. For saving his life.
Well, no, because I believe it's rental, and you've got to be alive to pay.
Well, I'm sure he paid in advance if that's what is a rental whore. Oh, my Lord. Anyway, this is what this is about. Buzz does not get to give the Heimlich maneuver, but his intentions were pure. Also, as I fall asleep, my head, I'm going, he wouldn't have given the Heimlich maneuver.
Yeah, I would have.
Buzz was given the Heimlich. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I fall asleep thinking about things in my head like that. That's how odd I am.
Here's a little song I wrote about a guy with something stuck in his throat. Don't worry, man. He's Buzzy.
It's
an
Buzzy.
Older guy, like in his 50s, maybe 60s.
When you're choking on a piece of meat or something good that tastes real sweet, don't worry.
She's in trouble.
his buddy.
This is my moment. This is my moment.
God. When your lady is smoking at, will she know the Heimlich? I think not. Don't worry. Call
Buzzy. He looked and said, she's a professional.
He does the news and plays the blues. Maybe next time you take a cruise. Don't worry. Don't worry, man.
I stand up.
It's Buzzy.
And I look over at the table. And he's saving his life without me.
God.
Apparently he's a doctor because, I mean, he put his arms around this guy from behind and did a squeeze and everything came off the floor.
Oh, my God. That is great work. That is A-Train. Good work, A-Train, out there. Brandmeier Show at gmail.com. MP3s if you're sending ditties.
And that's
please.
That's fast work, too.
Very fast. You just tell the story yesterday, and they start writing songs. 844, the number 4, JB Show. Jay, what up?
Hey, long time no talk, guys. I was on vacation. I was just got back from the Virgin Islands, but I want to make a recommendation to Buzz. You love Jamaica, right?
Yeah.
There's an old property. It used to be the Ritz-Carlton. It is now called Hyatt Ziva. It's amazing. It will far surpass any sandals you've ever been to, ever. I promise you. Buzz.
Yeah, but see, I'm not there for the property.
Yeah,
I'm
Jay.
Not there for the. I'm there for one particular spot where I can sit and see the ocean.
Jay, listen to me very carefully, and I want to talk to any of you other people out there like this. Jay, that's great. I love to hear about places you've gone. We're in the middle of vacation season. If you've gone someplace, email it, call us, whatever, because people, you know, they read about these places and they don't know. So say the name of the place again, but Jay, you're wasting your time telling Buzz about it. He
okay.
will never change that pattern. Never. You understand?
Does he put his towel and his book down in his exact spot? That's
no,
what
I have a butler that does
he
that.
He has
in
a butler.
Pool.
See what I mean?
Oh. I wish I lived in your world, Buzz. I wish I did. But okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Name the place again. Go ahead.
The name, okay, it is fantastic. It used to be a Ritz-Carlton.
Mm-hmm.
It is now called, Hyatt bought the property.
Yeah.
And it's all-inclusive and immaculate, and the rooms will blow your mind. The views are awesome. It's called the Hyatt Ziva.
And you have nothing to do with that, is that correct?
I do not own any property, timeshare, none of that garbage.
Where is it?
It is about 15 minutes from the airport.
Yeah.
So it's on the north side of the island.
Uh-huh.
But it is fantastic.
Buzz, let me ask you. Hyatt Ziva, north side of the airport. Okay. But we're talking about Jamaica, correct?
In Jamaica, that
okay,
is correct.
Okay, got it. Now, Buzz, with that advice, I know you would never change your
right.
movement or,
right.
for God's sake, get a different beach chair,
right.
but would you just at least venture over to the Hyatt Ziva for
yes,
a drink?
Yes, only because it's in the neighborhood.
Do you ever take, like, a boat excursion? A boat excursion.
No, I don't do anything. I go by there. I have a pool that I just sit by.
And you sit by
well, you will love their pool.
Oh, he's not going there.
I'm not going there.
Jay.
you know, I want to go to some place where the activity is limited. Like, it's only 30 feet to the gym. It's like 20 feet to the
oh,
pool.
Oh, my God. Look at the Hyatt Ziva Rose Hall. Look at that pool. Look at that place.
That's the one. That's the
I'm
one.
I'm looking right at it, man.
Whoa.
And Buzz, let me tell you something.
That's a beautiful pool, but it's not a pool that I'm interested in because it's way too big.
It's too big.
And there's 100 people at that pool at least.
Listen, no.
Have the butler, like, hold you in one corner of the pool, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, but the butler cradles him like a baby in his arms.
There you go.
That's right.
Buzz, you're not going anywhere, man. It's great here.
Just relax, man. Everything's going to be all right, Buzz.
I know it's a big pool, man, but I will keep you right here.
Why is everybody going to Jamaica now? Everybody, you started talking about this yesterday. Everybody's in Jamaica.
Everybody
Johnny, you owe yourself. Yeah. Johnny, you owe yourself a trip to go to Jamaica too.
I've been there. I think I told you about Half Moon Bay. I've been there. I've been to. I think.
Go to the Rose Hall.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to try
you,
it out.
Your wife will thank you.
Well, I'm not going to take her, but
What fun is that?
Yeah, thank you. If anyone wants to go with me, give me a call. 844-4JB-SHOW.
No worries, man. Everything will be all right.
Until I take someone else. Jim, go ahead, please.
Hey, Johnny B., I was just wondering if that girl was the one that were choking, sitting right by Buzz would have thrown his napkin down so quick he'd have been on top of her quicker than any waiter could have gotten.
Listen to the way Jim talks. I think you might be have a point there, Jim. I think if it were the woman choking, you would have jumped quicker. But you spent a lot of time, to me, Buzz, studying the situation. How much time passed between you see an old man choking and you're jumping over the table to save him?
I'm going to say 10 to 15 seconds. Because I thought it might work. I mean, I had to sit there. I mean, maybe she was going to save his life.
Right, right, right.
And then,
wait, Buzz, because she was already in progress.
Right.
Or someone was until you said the lazy Jamaican came up and tried.
Politely. There's no such thing as the polite Heimlich maneuver.
You can't come up to someone who's choking, their life is in danger, and try to do a nice. Man, let me see what you got here, man. Let me see. Hold on.
No worries,
no
man.
No worries. Let me get
everything will be all right.
Here's a little song I wrote about a guy with something stuck in his throat. Don't worry.
Don't worry, man.
Yeah, don't worry, man.
He's buzzing.
He's buzzing.
Guy, like in his 50s, 60s.
When you're choking on a piece of meat or something good that tastes real sweet, don't worry.
He's in trouble.
He is buzzing.
This is my moment. This is my moment.
I can't stand this.
When your lady is smoking hot, will she know the Heimlich? I think not.
Don't worry.
Call Buzzy.
Amy looked and said, she's a professional.
He does the news and plays the blues.
Yeah, you know what, though? I get that, though. The wife, your wife, looks at her and says, oh, she must be a professional. Yeah, why? Because she's hot? Is that how it comes now?
Well, there was the age discrepancy. I mean, there was no other really, there was no other
okay.
plausible explanation.
Yeah, I was thinking about the age discrepancy the other day when I saw that Mick Jagger, 72, his wife is 28, and their girlfriend, excuse me, he's not dumb enough to get married again, 28, and they're having a baby.
Uh-huh.
I started, actually, I'm reading it, I'm adding it up in my head. That seems weird. 72, what do they have in common? I get, you know what? You know who says that line that I just said? Women.
Yeah.
What do they have in common? Yeah, no.
You know what they have in common.
Yeah, you don't need any other. The guy's going, yeah. But when a guy, when the wife says it to you, you go,
oh, yeah. I don't get it. Yeah. I don't. I can't. Right. Yeah, I'm with you, honey.
What do they talk about? Yeah. Jesus.
Oh, look at that guy. Do you ever sit in the situation, I don't know, where you see the hot woman you're having, like you were having the dinner in Jamaica, or you're seeing a hot woman, but you want to turn your head, but you know you shouldn't turn your head,
no.
Or you don't want to, but you do.
Oh, look at that.
I mean, excuse me. Yeah, look at that guy and that girl. She's got to be 30 years younger than him. What do they talk about? Well, first of all, they don't talk.
That's right.
There's the good news. There's no talking involved. So, you know, and the other thing about couples that just hit me, the only time I ever read People magazine is when I'm sitting there bored to death, like on a toilet or something.
So because you don't do your own shopping.
I hate People magazine. I like the stories until they have the sad stories in the middle of it. I like the stories in the front. Do you know, remember when I was talking about John Mellencamp? John Mellencamp was dating Meg Ryan.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Meg, and I was fixated on it because, wait a minute, what did John Mellencamp, the Indiana boy, ain't that America, home of the, when did he go to New York and end up with Meg Ryan, right?
Of course, this is not the same Meg Ryan that we know and love from Sally Met Harry.
Okay, well, Buzz, you know, if you want to fixate on people's looks, go ahead. I don't. She's Meg Ryan. She's always going to be Meg Ryan, whatever is on the outside of the body.
Right.
Okay? But anyway. Then I open up People magazine, I see this big cover story. Christy Brinkley opens up about her dark times after her divorce, staying sexy at 62, and finding love with singer John Mellencamp.
Why? Let's hear it for John Mellencamp.
What is up with this guy? And there they are, holding hands. I always picture him as smelling like a cigarette.
Well, And I'll bet he still smokes. I mean, it's so funny because he's had two heart attacks, and you know, smoking was an issue. And I thought he quit, but I saw a picture of him doing an interview smoking a cigarette.
He doesn't quit. He doesn't quit.
Well, all smokers are the same. I mean, you never really quit. You're just in between smokes.
Yeah. So look at that guy. Look at Mellencamp getting that Christie Brinkley now. This doesn't seem right. There's some couples that don't seem right to me. It goes from Meg Ryan to Christie Brinkley. Come home, John.
Well, you get into your 60s, and it's unknown territory. I mean, you know, really? Can you do that in your 60s?
But John Mellencamp is the same age, basically, as Christie Brinkley. That makes sense. But Mick Jagger at 72 and his wife at 28 having a baby. And then how – having basically, it's her baby. I mean, he's just going to look at it, and then he's going to –
pay for it.
And pay, look at it and pay for it. Yeah. Oh, man.
But, you know, I mean, if we all had Mick Jagger's money, we could all have babies.
Well, yeah, we'd all have 29-year-old dates. Right. Okay? Except you does not know how to give the Heimlich.
Maybe next time you take a cruise, don't worry.
Yeah. Who is this? Please, line one.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. Have you heard the story about the Heimlich maneuver?
The Heimlich maneuver? What are you talking about?
Well, you never heard the story about it? Well, these two hillbillies struck it rich, and they went down to the city, and they thought, well, they go to somewhere fancy to eat in the city. And so, sure enough, they get in this fancy restaurant, and across from these two pretty ladies eating. And also, one of them pretty ladies starts choking on her food. One hillbilly looks at the other and says, hey, Fred, I know what to do. He jumps up, walks over to that woman, picks her up, yanks her pants down, and licks her right on the butt.
Okay.
And the lady's so embarrassed, she throws the food right out of her mouth, starts breathing, drops down, and covers her head. And he goes and sits back down. And his buddy looks at him and says, well, hey, Fred, that's the first time I ever seen the Heimlich maneuver.
Napa know-how!
Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of. America, racing, and freedom. By giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa Patriotic Racing Cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, yeah. The TV went out last night. Daddy's going to get a new one today.
We often replace TVs and other electronics as soon as something goes wrong. Your smoke and carbon monoxide alarms are no different. When's the last time you replaced the alarms in your home? Kidde's worry-free smoke and CO alarms have a sealed-in lithium battery, offering 10 years of protection and eliminating late-night low-battery chirp for the life of the alarm. Don't wait. Buy Kidde's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the? Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond pain and itch relief cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law cost that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
I could either ignore it or face it. My child had trouble grasping math concepts. You don't want your kids to fail at math. You want them to have confidence and the skills to take them where their dreams are. Math Made Easy wants to make you an offer. They'll improve your student's grade by at least one full grade or your money back. Teachers can't slow the pace for each student. Math Made Easy can. For more than 20 years, Math Made Easy has been helping hundreds of thousands of students grasp challenging math concepts using a step-by-step approach. The affordable Math Made Easy programs help students visualize math concepts with engaging and dynamic lessons. Students learn at their own pace. Call 1-866-598-MATH or visit mathmadeeasy.com. Most students forget at least 50% of the year's schoolwork over the summer, and with Math Made Easy, your child will be prepared to excel this coming fall. Math Made Easy is now running its annual summer sale. Call now, 1-866-598-MATH, 1-866-598-6284.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show. Listen to the Jonathan Brandmeier Show when you want, anywhere you want, the way you want. Subscribe to the podcast at brandmeiershow.com.
Yeah, why not? It's free in your email every day. Oh, I knew this was going to happen. Omarosa has been hired. She will be Trump's Omarosa from The Apprentice. She will be Trump's new director of African American outreach. Omarosa, nice work. I knew that was coming.
You've just been named director of African American outreach, correct?
I am the director of African American outreach for Donald Trump. Very proud to serve.
That happened this morning.
No, it happened this week.
But
it's really an extension of the work that the coalition has already been doing, and so I'm very happy to take up that cause.
Oh boy, Omarosa is in the mix now. I knew that was coming. The new director of African American Outreach. Good work, Omarosa.
Jonathan Brandmeier.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Revolve Solar, the Shasta Athletic Club, Gold Star Mortgage, Mass Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members. Every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. The Republican Party has nominated Donald Trump for president. And now the New York billionaire has completed a remarkable rise from political outsider to major party nominee for the White House. After the official nomination of Donald Trump and Mike Pence, much of the attention was on their Democratic opponent. Former Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson says Hillary Clinton is promoting a new world order that would allow government to trample Americans' freedoms.
The retired neurosurgeon telling delegates at the GOP convention in Cleveland not to believe some in their own party who downplayed the dangers of a Clinton presidency.
She will be appointing people who will have an effect on us for generations, and America may never recover from that.
Carson issuing a call to action.
Now is the time for us to rise up and take America back.
Carson adding he's proud to support Donald Trump, calling his former rival the right leader for our time. Wally Hines reports.